Ladies and gentlemen, it's Tuesday, October 1st, 2024. And we're going to have live coverage tonight of the historic Walz Vance debate and so much more.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
But right now, let me tell you what's coming up in the next few hours here. Wow, you've got this historic dock strike that we were first reported on coming weeks ago that threatens to cut off half the commerce in the United States. You've got Democrat officials, heads of departments, saying they're not worried about the hurricane-ravaged areas. They're not, quote, thinking much about it. I have actual video of them on the news. We've got massive election fraud coming out. Newsom barring anybody checking for IDs of illegal aliens voting. More Walz corruption coming out. It is crazy. It's all coming up today here on the live broadcast. But first, help save InfoWars now. This is how you do it. I'm down to my last few chips. It's like a video game. You're winning the last level, fighting the last boss, but you're on one life, quarter power, one more hit, you're blown up. I use the Rapticon analogy. I'm not a big Star Trek fan, but I like that movie. Some of the 60s shows I like growing up as a kid. But the point is, it's all put correct. That movie, where the ship, you know, the big weapon's about to go off. They're going to get killed. They're trying to race away from the detonation of the Genesis Project. And Kirk says, Scotty, I need warp one in 5 minutes or we're all dead. And that's not really the case. I mean, there's a lot of stuff lined up. It takes a lot of time to deal with a lot of big groups want to come in and launch stuff. I've got to go through that. I've got to make sure they're not going to control what I say. We've got backups. We've got to, but it takes time to set that up. The person I trust the most is me. And Alex Jones sitting on no money, basically, and not having money to, I have to personally go in and pay for so they don't take my name, which is preposterous, but they're trying, or the social media, if they shut down InfoWars, I have to be able to hold them off like I've been doing. They got Giuliani in a year. I've been fighting them 7 years. So, grace of God, you know, we're in the fight. But I've got to fight that and pay for the bankruptcy defense in the next few months, and it's conservatively $300,000. And you got to sell a lot of t-shirts when you're only getting a few bucks per t-shirt yourself to pay for that. So they're great t-shirts. You need them. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And a lot of folks are responding, and I don't want to belabor here, but I belabored yesterday and we got big support. And it's nothing more frustrating than have to just cover this to survive. But that's what I'm doing. But they are great t-shirts. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Separately, the sponsors. My dad's company, based right here in Central Texas, DrJonesNaturals.com. Great nano silver products, great next level foundational energy, Kava Chill, Top Brain, Rocket Rest, Sleep Aid. You go there and like 70% of the stuff sold out. Because my dad's up against the wall. They've been attacking and going after him for 2 years. He spent basically everything he had on that. He put everything else he had in to get some staple products reordered and four new products that start coming in next week that are going to be great. So you go there and you're like, well, there's almost nothing here. Now we're up against the wall. So go get what's there. Stuff that's left's all great. Silver Bullet, Audacial Energy, Kava Chill. A lot of other stuff. There's still like more than a dozen items left. There was like 50 there before. And just get it, and then you'll see the stuff come back. It's like farmers. They got to have money to hold back to buy seed or save seed. DrJonesNaturals.com had to put everything in to get the next seeds to continue the cycle of funding our operation and my dad's operation funding us. So that's why you're like, well, there's almost nothing left here. It's all got, we didn't have the money to buy more stuff. He didn't have money to buy more stuff. So we are up against the wall here. So I won't have to do this every show. If more than 1% go, you know what? I think I'm going to stand up for the country and myself in the future and support people that are obviously the top enemy of the globalists. It's a no-brainer. And I'm going to get great products in the process. It's just, but I get it. Most people, this is just a show. This is not a show, people. This is the defense of the future of our species that's having a big effect on the enemy. So I want to thank those that understood this and bought the products and loved them. They've got like 4.7 star reviews. And I want to encourage those that haven't to go to drjonesnaturals.com. And then InfoWars story. Anything you order, even if we get shut down, it's all there. Won't be shut down for months. You know, if that's the case, because even if they sell it and bad guys get it, it'll take a few weeks, they say, to shut it down. So we're about 2 months out from shutdown. So you'll get all your product at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Fusions back in stock for 40% off and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com as well. All right, I'm going to blitz news. Stay with us.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones store. I got my Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Days, 12 hours, 53 minutes, 34 seconds. To decision day in the most critical existential election in world history. It is Tuesday, October 1st, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from the embattled studios in Austin, Texas, transmitting in defiance of tyranny worldwide. Oh my goodness, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. The tyranny and the arrogance and the ineptitude of not just the globalist puppets we have here in America, but all over the captured Western world is spectacular. We have so much to cover today. And I'm going to mention some of what's coming up, and then I'm going to get into my first big story here. But I have multiple heads of federal departments and the president, the puppet, on video saying totally crass things, like the head of the Department of Commerce, Gina Raimondo, when asked yesterday, what does she think about the hurricane-ravaged areas of the South, one of the worst hurricanes ever, hundreds and hundreds dead, just power out to tens of millions, just looting all over the place by the illegal aliens, by the way. Of course. And she says, I have not been very focused on that. Remember during the DNC, they said, hey, you put out 818,000 fake jobs, according to the Department of Labor and Statistics. And she goes, that's a thing Trump made up. I don't know what the Department of Labor and Statistics is. And that's about a third of her agency. She's over that. Be like, I have four children, and if I didn't know one of their names. I mean, it's just what? And there's, and I saw her last week say something that crazy. I mean, even dumber than Kamala, because that's what they want, is idiot puppets that don't even know what's going on behind the scenes. All the special interests are smart. They're in there, and they are robbing the hell out of us. Here's an example. $45 billion was spent in the last 3.5 years to, quote, put in wireless internet to rural areas. How much wireless internet was put in? Zero. I have articles again today. Zero. You ever heard of a boondoggle? $48 billion or $45 billion? They didn't put anything in? Here's another one. $7.6 billion in the last 3.5 years to put in EV charging stations that only cost like $100,000 a piece. Guess how many they put in for $7+ billion? Four. Four. Elon Musk said he could have given total internet coverage to all rural areas of the United States for $2 billion. They said no, and already Starlink covers everything anyway, so that's what people are using everywhere, including FEMA. They asked FEMA, and I got a press conference, how are you communicating? And they go, we're using Starlink. Elon can do it all for $2 billion. They spend $45 billion and don't put in one damn connection. Of course, where's the Justice Department? You know, they gave it all to their friends. This is mass robbery. On the port strike, and I don't blame the port workers. The average worker, I looked it up, at the port facility, super hard work, very complex. You know what the average pay is? $21 an hour. The higher paid are paid $30 to $35. Some of these people have worked there 20 years. And they won't give them a raise. You can't live on $25 an hour. And they're all bitching at them for walking off. That's half the freight in the United States comes in there. It's like 49%. The entire Gulf Coast, the entire East Coast. And the Biden administration says they're not responding and are not even, I have another video that they're asked about. They say, we don't have a statement. We don't have a policy on that. Remember when the air traffic controllers quit and it was their contract, they couldn't do that. So Reagan fired them and brought people in. Well, in this case, it's not in their contract, and they haven't gotten a raise in over a decade on average. And you add inflation in, they're totally screwed. I mean, those dock workers should be getting $50 an hour. I mean, come on, folks. I mean, a masseuse gets $100 an hour. These are the people unloading all the container ships and all the other crap. It's just, it's beyond nuts. But, of course, they want this. They want the country collapsing. They've turned off the energy, the pipelines, everything. That is so massive. And it all ties together. And then you've got Iran and Israel bombing four countries and just spectacular images of what's going on. And you can say what you want about the Israelis. Nobody has ever had intel like this and just wiped out the leadership of Iran's proxy army, Hezbollah. And Iran's sitting there taking it because they know Israel's going to vaporize Tehran the minute Iran makes a move. And that is super dangerous. Total insanity. In Ukraine, a whole bunch of big towns and areas that were supposedly invincible fortresses of the Ukrainian system have fallen to the Russians. The Russians are advancing. Then in Arizona, in California, in Alabama, and a bunch of other states, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Michigan, the feds are coming in and saying, we don't care if we have federal and state laws that you can check for ID and make sure somebody's on a voter roll. You're going to let anybody who wants to vote, vote, including, now it was 90-something thousand, now they're admitting 200-plus thousand dead people and illegal aliens on the rolls in Arizona, and the feds say they're going to vote. And the state says the governor, who was over the election and stole it for herself, says they're going to be able to vote. That is over the top insane. So it just goes on and on. And Newsom has put out an order that no one is allowed to check for IDs in California. So the illegals can vote as well. And the folks vote in the names of dead people. So they are openly trying to steal the election in high gear right now. So we've got all of that to deal with. Then I have more clips of U.S. leaders and foreign leaders saying we're just going to ban free speech outright and arrest everybody. And I know people listening are like, well, yeah, they say that all the time. But, I mean, now it's gone from a drumbeat to a crescendo. I mean, they are running around openly normalizing quarantines, lockdowns, forced injections, surveillance, arresting you for your speech, AI censoring you in live time. You don't even know what's happening. I mean, they are in panic, crap their britches mode. So what I'm trying to say is the fight has gone to the next level. And it's happening because all over the world, not just here, patriots of every race, color, and creed, but particularly in Europe and the United States, are motivated, engaged, informed, and understand that we are fighting a corporate elite that's imploded the third world and is using them as a political weapon, an economic weapon, and cultural weapon against what's left of the West. And so the learning curve is going straight up, and people are really getting it. And so that's the exciting news. The bad news is the globalists are going to pull out every crisis and every trick and every scam and every skullduggery-filled mechanism they've got. So let's go ahead and start plunging into all of this right now. I intend to open the phones up again today. We're also got an expert guest on dealing with the emergency in the South, Georgia, Tennessee, South Carolina. I mean, just everywhere. It is bad. I was reading here, 40 trillion gallons of rain hit the South. 40 trillion gallons. And then I've got so many newscasts of illegal aliens running around, looting everything. And we have a family ranch over the generations. We've sold off most of the cleared land. It's just a few fields and some bunch of woods. It's great. I wish I could live out there. But the point is that every time there's a bad hurricane in Houston, everybody knows to not leave where our farm's at. It's about an hour and a half north of Houston, our land's at, because the illegal aliens just show up in mass and just start looting the living daylights out of everything. And there's a culture in the South where it's been black and white, it's what the population's been, that nobody loots in the South. I mean, just don't, they're Christians, black or white. People just don't do that. Well, the illegal aliens do. And they're from all over the place, Venezuela, you name it. And a lot of them get their asses blown off, too. But I've got so many newscasts all over the South, Georgia, South Carolina, Tennessee, where they're just catching hordes of illegal aliens, just robbing the snot out of everybody. Imagine robbing people when their house is flooded in an emergency, because you know the cops can't respond. They need to get, when they get caught, their asses blown off. So we've got that and all those videos. It's just, it's unbelievable. All right, let's go ahead and start with the hurricane. Here is Biden-Harris Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo being asked about it. And it's like when she's asked, hey, you falsified 800,000+ jobs that are fake, according to the Department of Labor and Statistics. Well, I don't, what is that department? What is that? That's something Trump made up? It'd be like if somebody said, your name is Alexander Emmerich Jones. And I go, what's a Jones? I mean, it's just next level. I mean, this lady is something else. Here she is.
Where have you been kind of focused and hearing on what would happen if this strike goes, let's say, longer than a week?
Again, I have not been very focused on that.
And the reason I play that dealing with a hurricane is it's all in the same area, but then this is going to affect the whole country. They just don't care. I've not really been very focused on that. Now, here's Biden on the hurricane. Here's two different clips on that.
Do you expect Iran to retaliate?
On the hurricane, Mr. President, why weren't you and Vice President Harris here in Washington commanding this weekend?
I was commanding. I was on the phone for at least 2 hours yesterday and the day before as well. I command, call a telephone,
is it,
all my security people.
Is it not important for the country to see?
Yes, it's tragic. As a matter of fact, we're trying to get the exact number. My FEMA advisor is on the ground in Florida right now. There's a distinction between the numbers that FEMA's used and the ones that are used by the locals. So it's it really is amazing. You saw the photographs. It's stunning.
It's unbelievable.
It really is.
Such a wide area.
And we've given them all everything that we have. We're on the ground ahead of time, so we're working hard.
Are there any more resources the federal government could be giving them?
No, we've given them. We have pre-planned a significant amount of it, even though they didn't ask for it yet. Hadn't asked for it yet.
So after they got criticized for a very weak response, like George W. Bush did back with Katrina, Harris showed up at FEMA headquarters and read off a teleprompter for 2 minutes, then walked out. Then, of course, she also got caught with a fake photo on Air Force Two where she has headphones in, but she's not even, they're wired headphones, and she's not plugged into the iPhone. She's got a blank piece of paper like she's commanding something. I mean, it's just everything about these people is totally and completely fake. Meanwhile, Trump has been in a bunch of the states and is raising money for the people there and bringing in huge shipments of food and water and medicine and working with Elon to bring in Starlink. Here's an important clip. I want to play 8 first and then 9. FEMA is now using Elon's Starlink for emergency communications in the flood-hit areas because, again, they spent $45 billion the last 3.5 years to put wireless in and internet into the rural areas, and they admit nothing was done, zero. Now, at least they did put in 4 or 5 charging stations. First they said 4. They said, no, it's 5 now with the $7.6 billion. That's how many charging stations they put. I mean, where's the money going? All right, here is my point on Starlink.
We're also very focused on restoring communications capabilities. FEMA, the FCC, and private telecommunications providers are working together to help restore temporary communications as quickly as possible by establishing temporary cell sites and allowing for roaming where possible, where a resident can connect to any network available even if they aren't subscribed to that network. Today, FEMA will install 30 Starlink receivers in Western North Carolina to provide immediate connectivity for those in greatest need.
Really, where'd the $45 billion go? Why aren't people asking him questions about that? Can you imagine if Trump was president and he said, I'm going to put wireless internet all across America, and then 3.5 years later, with $45 billion, you can do that so easy, make your head spin. That's way overkill. Musk could do it for $2 billion, basically already done it without being paid, just off subscribers. And imagine if Trump gave his buddies all that money and they didn't build anything, he'd be in jail. And he should be, but no. The Justice Department won't do a thing because they're robbing and looting us 7 ways to Sunday. Here's some B-roll for TV viewers. You can see this, radio listeners. It's up on InfoWars.com and the feed's there. And then there's just newscast all over the South with, again, every time, illegal aliens running around, robbing and looting and getting caught. They just drive around with big trucks, loading it up with stolen goodies. We've got close-up shots of the cops catching them in the act and, you know, robbing construction sites, you name it, because they come from lawless third-world countries. And to them, that's just something you do. Like Trump always says, you know, if you look at criminals from around the world, a lot of them are a lot worse than our criminals, and our criminals are pretty tame in many cases compared to what's going on there. All right, shifting gears now into more of what is unfolding. We started covering this a few weeks ago and really beating the drum. This was going to be a big deal, and now it's here, and no deal has been made. 45,000 dock workers from Maine to Texas go on strike. Nation braces for inflation spike and supply chain chaos. Experts warn U.S. faces $5 billion loss a day. And you just heard the Commerce Secretary that's over this saying they're not really focused on that. Well, what's the exact quote? I've not been very focused on that. Okay. U.S. East Coast dock worker strike halting half of nation's ocean shipping. U.S. dock worker strike over wages and automation in fight that could lead to shortages. Think so? Port strike called at East and Gulf Coast cargo facilities. Dock worker strike could push up prices and cause shortages if it lasts for weeks. AP. And it goes on. 47,000 dock workers gone. Biden won't step in to avert dock worker strike. Politico. White House left with few good options as dock workers walk out. Meanwhile, CNN data analyst on union household support for Kamala Harris, worst Democratic performance in generation. The majority of people talked to that are in unions don't like her, but their union chiefs, of course, still give their money to the Democrats. First shutdown in 50 years of a major dock strike. And we've got some of the clips of the head of the union and others talking about this. And, you know, my issue is Biden talks all day about how much he loves unions. And it's a mixed bag. But more and more the unions understand the Democrats have sold them out and want to support Trump, who will actually bring jobs back. But Reagan fired the air traffic controllers because it was in their contract. They couldn't do that. These people don't have that, and they are getting screwed. And so you have to ask, why, if so much money is being made by these shipping companies, are they not being competitive and paying their people enough? Well, then you'd say, well, if it was a free market, there wouldn't be a union over all of this, and people could then just, you know, collectively, through individuality, go around and have different jobs, and then the best people would demand more money, and so it wouldn't just be one giant monolithic structure over shipping, and so you couldn't have this happen. But that's chicken or the egg. This is where we are, this is going on, and they don't have a plan to deal with it, and they're talking about waiting the workers out, and if they just got raises a few years ago and then did this, I'd say they're bad guys, but they haven't. And so what's going to happen to people in America as there's not enough money because of inflation to pay their bills? You're going to see things like this, and the power of the strike is very, very important. Not just for unions, but for all of us in general. I mean, more and more in college and in primary school and in professional sports, women are not competing against men. They just don't show up. They forfeit or they refuse to go. And now major sports teams at the college level are saying if men are competing against our swimmers, our basketball players, any of it, we're not going. And that's the answer, is you boycott it and you strike. You do not participate. And when they try to replace humans with robots and stuff through the ESG system, they're doing that even though robots aren't even as good as humans because they want that power and control over society. All right. More on this with some of the clips of what's happening at the docks straight ahead. Then I'm going to shift gears into all the political news and the big debate coming up tonight. We're going to have live coverage, really starting now, but at 6 p.m. Central, at Infowars.com/show, band.video, and Real Alex Jones on X for the Waltz Fans Debate.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve. symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this t-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out, and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser t-shirt now. Get yours now.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Now, a lot of you will recognize this bad boy because it was a limited edition bestseller years ago. We've updated it and brought it back due to your demanding it. And it is a conservation shirt. It's a great conversation piece. Atrazine's literally sterilizing and killing frog populations and bending the gender of our young boys and giving our girls cancer. So this is a real conservation shirt. You can serve our operation, keep us on air, and stand up for amphibian life. They're being poisoned by the chemicals that are turning the frogs gay. Now, I love this shirt as well, because the left's always acting like they're the Mavericks, they're the Trailblazers, they're the Outlaws. No, ladies and gentlemen, we are the rebels against the globalists. We are the resistance, and I'm voting for the Outlaw. Fight the tyrants at point blank range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now, and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I am on the edge of my seat about this debate tonight between J.D. Vance and Tampon Tim Walz. Again, we're going to kick off official coverage at 6 p.m. Central, 2 hours before it starts, with a bunch of guests and analysis. I'll be here with Owen Schroyer, Chase Geyser, and others. And then we'll have live feed of it with limited commentary during it. If you don't want that, tune in to another feed. And then after it's over, we're going to have a raft of special guests and more to give their analysis and take on that. So that you'll be able to find at InfoWars.com/show, the live feed at man.video, and of course, Real Alex Jones on X. And we get millions of extra viewers and listeners every time you get excited about the feeds and you share them on X and everywhere else. So thank you for doing that. We're in an information war, and that's everything. That's not part of the fight. That's basically all of it, is you. You out there. Okay. I want to finish up, and then we'll get more into this as more developments come out on the dock strike and this perfect storm of all these economic pressures and what's happening with the hurricane that's devastated the South really bad and the responses there and some more clips of Kamala saying, oh, we don't give disaster aid to white people. We just give it to minorities who are the majority now in most areas. Imagine how racist that is. But they're introducing the idea of the social credit score where the government decides who to help and who not to. And they think, well, how are we going to sell that? We'll say it's for the minorities so people go along with it. But really, they're setting the precedent where they can discriminate against everybody, folks. It just flies in the face of a free and fair open society. It's outrageous. Now, that said, let me give you an update on InfoWars. I'm going to do an emergency broadcast soon and go over the history of it and chronicle it because it's important how we were targeted. It's a beta test for everybody else. The Democrats, the globalists have admitted that. But people have seen the news everywhere and the left celebrating that InfoWars would be shut down sometime in November. The sale of InfoWars in bankruptcy is the 13th of November. There are some patriot groups that have signed up and qualified and are going to be in the bidding process. And if they're good and don't censor me and want to have the crew here and do that, it's a successful company. They're not, you know, we're not in bankruptcy because of money issues. It's because they wanted to shut down and force us into it. Because the state court said they just put padlocks on the door. So we had to go to the federal court and that basically made the process slower and somewhat fairer. And there's been a whole saga behind that with the Justice Department in there trying to even stop the sale and just have the place closed. That was all over the news. But here's the bottom line. We need InfoWars to be strong so that we have the funds to continue on if a good buyer comes in. We're going to find out on the 13th here in 44 days. But separately, if you support our sponsors, they have committed one way or another to make sure my broadcast continues if it does shut down. Now, can you imagine what that takes? It takes capital. Also, the way the court system works, even though I've gone through bankruptcy and literally have nothing when it ended other than my house and my car, I have to pay for the ongoing bankruptcy battle where they're in the bankruptcy trying to take my social media and my name. They filed saying they own my name. You say, well, you can't do that. Well, you have to fight them or they will get that. That takes money. Then I've got to do a lot of other things to gear up and get ready because they're also coming after me because my debt was not discharged by bankruptcy. Everything's been rigged. And so they're going to hunt me and harass me. And that's fine because I'm going to continue to legally battle them forever. But if I don't have money for that, then they succeed in crippling what I'm doing and can really suppress the full weight and power of this broadcast. So there's nowhere other than Trump that you can support something that has a bigger effect against the New World Order and hurts them worse and empowers you. So I'm fighting for you. I'm fighting for myself and my family. We all have the same interest. I am literally totally committed. If we tried to chronicle all the huge victories we've had together, thanks to your support and your word of mouth and your prayer, it's impossible to talk about the thousands of huge stories we've broken, the hundreds of mega massive game changers. We have done so much good work exposing the poison shot, helping stop the lockdowns, exposing the open borders, exposing the pedophile rings, the Satanists, the globalists, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, the Bilderberg Group, the Bohemian Grove, Jeffrey Epstein rings. We broke it all. And we've got so much important work to do. And now I go out in public and go months without being yelled at. Used to happen all the time. I still got mainly love, but I got yelled at a lot. And tea thrown on me and Coca-Cola and hot coffee over my head. You've seen the videos. Well, for every time it gets caught on video, it happened 10 more times. I mean, I've been pushed, shoved, swung at, you know, I mean, by the left. I went to the gym this morning, super busy, just jammed with people. Almost everybody came over and said, we love you, we appreciate you. Black, white, Hispanic, old, young, you name it. So that's a sign of how popular freedom is. People now know, wow, this guy said a lot of really crazy stuff because it was true. So the broadcast is more important than it's ever been. They obviously want me off air during the period of time when the New World Order comes out completely in the open. And they're panicking all over the corporate news saying, oh, my God, everybody hates us. No one believes us. We've got to ban everybody. We've got to put people in jail for their speech. They are on the rocks. They are on the ropes. They are circling the drain. They're out of gas. But they single out the people that are the most effective and sue you and lie about you and debank you and put you in prison. And it's real simple. If the people decide to stand up and the people decide to support, it's game over. So here's the test case, and I'm going to move on to the news. In the deal I have with the current trustee of the bankruptcy, the new one the judge appointed, who's been somewhat fair compared to the others, I am able to bring in sponsors and give the majority of the money to free speech and the operation. There's not a lot of extra. And then I get some of it, which I've got to have in this next fight in the next few months. All right? So if you want to see us, whether they shut us down or not, explode out of the blocks like a racer and not waver a bunch and have issues, I need aid. We're in a war. I'm asking for aid. It's like I'm at a fire base and the enemy's coming against us, and I'm asking for helicopters to bring in ammunition or C-130s to fly over with and drop ammunition, you know, with parachutes on it down to us. Because we'll keep fighting, and we'll go to fixed bayonets if we're out of ammo. But I'm literally almost out of ammo. And we're blowing the living snot. This is an analogy. I'm not saying literally. We're piling up enemy dead bodies. There's giant piles of them, like 300. I mean, this is like 300. We're at the pass there, and the soldiers just keep coming, and our swords are all bent and broken, and we're asking for reinforcements to bring up some more spears and swords. I mean, it's that simple. So I feel good about this one way or the other. I'm going to keep fighting. Right to the end, I'll bite the enemy if I have to in the information war. I'll fight him with my fists. But this isn't hype. You see it all over the news. They're this close. So I'm asking everybody to support the AlexJonesStore.com. That's not me. They're great folks, the Bigley folks. Make some of the top Patriot t-shirts out there. They could have just brought instant supplements in there that were okay, but they want to get the very best, so those are coming in a few weeks. They also make Made in America in Arkansas knives that are, you know, 100% made in America and the highest quality. So they've got some more knives coming that'll help fund things. But right now it's great t-shirts and ball caps, a lot of new amazing designs that are just the best out there. They're mailing me some right now from Arkansas. I'll be wearing these on air. These just came off the presses. How the First Amendment defends the Second Amendment, the class of 76. I mean, these are awesome shirts at the AlexJonesStore.com. So I just need you to decide right now. Are you going to help George Soros and the New World Order? Because if you do nothing, that's what you're doing. Or are you going to take action and get a great shirt? Now, the other shirts are $20, $25, $30, depending on the shirt. They're super high quality. There is a classic InfoWars shirt that's not even available in InfoWars that is dark red InfoWars with a red American flag on the right shoulder on navy blue. It's a beautiful shirt. People love it. And it's $50. That way we get even extra support as the fundraiser shirt. But any purchase, whether it's stickers or wristbands or anything, there's some really inexpensive stuff on there. All of it, you know, is supporting us. You know, a piece of anything you buy goes to position me to keep fighting. But I have to have your support. And I need a lot more than's coming in. So go there. Get the fundraiser shirt. Get the other shirts. Get the ball caps. Get it all at TheAlexJonesStore.com. You get entered for the raffle for the big truck and the $10,000 on top of it and all that. But then that's a fun thing, but that's a side issue. TheAlexJonesStore.com, that's the coordinates of resistance. That's what's happening. That's what's going on. And the New World Order just is salivating over this. And I want to come roaring back one way or another. I want to come roaring back on the 13th of November, one way or another. If they shut this place down and padlock it and do that, which they say they want to do, then I want to day one be fighting. But as it stands right now, that's not where we are. So, and you say, well, get outside groups. Yeah, that's going on, but then you got to make sure there's a lot of moving parts and things. I know I will faithfully execute the operations against the New World Order. I know I will. And I need the bare minimum myself to do this defense. So, everybody listening, make the decision now. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com. Separately support our sponsor, DrJonesNaturals.com. Great supplements, amazing products, DrJonesNaturals.com. And then also, InfoWars Store. You want the X2, you want the X3, you want the vitamin mineral fusion, you want all the water filtration, all that stuff. That's there. You'll get it. Place sells November 13th. They want it shut down immediately. A week after, we can be shut down. We can be shut down by the 20th of November. It'll probably take longer if bad guys get it, but, I mean, let's just say the drop-dead date's November 20th. And don't worry, we'll be on the air 24 hours a day at the end, right until they turn the lights out. I will broadcast the last minute because I will never give up, and they see it as a symbol of victory doing this, and I won't see it as a defeat, but I'll come roaring back, but I need you to energize me. I need your support. I'm fighting for you, and you know it. So, make the decision. Go to thealexjonesstore.com, go to drjonesnaturals.com, and support right now. It's your choice. It's in your hands. I humbly ask you to keep me in the fight. That's all I want to do. And whatever happens, I can leave the field knowing I gave 110%, folks. 110% all the way. And I'm also not stupid. They want us off the air because big stuff's going down. Black swans, false flags, terror attacks. I just want to go into this as strong as possible, and there's so much we could do with, you know, I mean, I've got basic plan just to be able to stay on air barely and anemically, but we'll come back. I've got another plan where we do it pretty strong, and then, I mean, if I got a whole bunch of money, we could run circles around these people. I would do so much stuff, it would blow your mind. You know, back when I had money, you saw what we did with hundreds of people going out and saying Bill Clinton's a rapist to his face and all that, and our reporters everywhere and advertising everywhere just kicking ass, and the, you know, the RNC and the third of the people of the RNC were wearing our shirts, tens of thousands in the streets. It panicked. The amount of airplanes up there saying Hillary Clinton for prison, Jumbotron TV trucks driving around. We just took over. And they're like, we're not going to let that guy do it. So the State Department, the CIA, and Justice Department have been on my ass really for 9 years, but hot and heavy for seven. And that's okay. I expected that to happen. They put Owen in prison, you know, all the rest of it. They tried to put me in jail. They had all these grand juries opened and all these people investigating us and sitting outside investigation groups in the bankruptcy and found out everything I said was true. Everything they said was a lie. They tell you, Jones doesn't need your money. He's got hundreds of millions of dollars, New York Times, a couple months ago. Turns out Jones never had a lot of resources and has meager resources. Yeah, I told you. I mean, I told you on air. And if I wish I had a bunch of resources, I wish I was born rich. I wish I had $1 billion. I'd put it all in the fight, damn it. I'd shove the whole pile of chips in on this because it's down to the line here. So that's where we're at. So make the decision. I'm going to stop belaboring. We've got a lot of news to cover. And I know the economy sucks and there's not a lot of money and things are falling apart. But are you giving money at that local church that doesn't even speak out against abortion or for free speech? I would give your tithe here because we fight the devil a lot more than most of these churches. I mean, pick where you're going to put your money. I would support Trump and I would support us. And I could say support the other big talk show hosts who are great, but they're flush with money. You know, and that's great. I'm not. So, and that's because I've been public enemy number one of the New World Order, which I'm proud of. I mean, at the end of the day, I can hold my head high. Other than my children, it's the thing I'm most proud of is having the New World Order hate my ass and coming after me because it means we've done so much good together. But you think about just what we did with the poison shots day one, exposing and getting ahead of it and everything else. I mean, don't you want us on air for that? So I really robustly want to fight these people. It should be a celebration. It should be exciting to get these great shirts and to know you were part of history right now. To go get the fundraiser shirt at InfoWars, the AlexJonesStore.com. To get the InfoWars, you know, Save the Alex Jones broadcast shirt. And that's a piece of history right there. It's a limited edition. It says RealAlexJones.com on the back. That site's not fired up, but it's there waiting. It redirects right now to the AlexJonesStore.com, but it's a one of a kind. It's a limited edition. And you will know that at the critical time, you stood basically for the defense of the digital Alamo. And look, I know that if they're able to shut this down, it's going to blow up in their face. People are going to go, whoa. But we need to be ready to be racing back in. And I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say it again. Will you stand up for yourself? And this broadcast stands up for you and your family. This broadcast stands up against the sexualization of our children and the whole pedo cult. We stand against every part of their agenda constantly, and we are incredibly effective at reaching masses of people. And quite frankly, if people don't support us, you're insane. I mean, this is the most obvious place to support and to share the articles and the videos and to re-upload clips and to do it all. And again, don't count on us doing it. We're a skeleton crew now. And then half my video editors, God bless them, congratulations, had babies the last few weeks. This place is a, must be some mistletoe hanging up above the building or something. But, you know, a lot of beautiful lives coming into the universe right now. But I am literally busting my ass. I was up here, I've been up here like to 8 or 9 o'clock every night. And I love my family and I love seeing them, but I've got to do this or we're not going to be prepared. So what everything you see on the air, behind the scenes, I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off, busy. And I can 100% nail these people. But I need your support. I cannot do it without you. Be partners with your own future. Join the InfoWar today and put your money where your mouth is. I mean, all I do is have other talk show hosts and other organizations that are being censored and attacked on, and I support them, and I don't ask for money when they come on. They come to you for support. I know we're here. We're in a war, and the soldiers in a war have to be backed. I mean, it's really simple. All right, I'm going to stop. Believe me, I've got so much news I want to cover, and I don't want to just sit up here and whine and bitch all day. And now we have what we knew was going to happen. As I said at the start of the show, Iran imminently was going to fire missiles at Israel. And now after months of Israel blowing up Iranian targets and proxies around the Middle East, Iran is now firing missiles at Israel. And this is going to degenerate very, very quickly. Obviously, Iran fires missiles at Israel. According to recent reports, Iran has launched 240-250 ballistic missiles at Israel, with the first wave targeting 4 locations, the Israeli Mossad headquarters, and 3 air bases. The development has been confirmed by Israeli sources, the senior U.S. ambassador, administration official. Iran preparing to imminently launch, as we said earlier, missiles on Israel. This is being reported by Fox News, CNN, all of it. The Israeli military has issued a warning for residents in the Dan area, Greater Tel Aviv, to stay near shelters until further notice. Sirens have sounded in central Israel, indicating launches from Lebanon, according to the Israeli Defense Forces. The U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem has issued a shelter-in-place order directing all government employees and their family members to take necessary precautions. The U.S. and Israel have activated all defenses, with Israel vowing to retaliate after the attack. Iran's ballistic missile attack is suspected to be as large and potentially larger than the one launched in April, which saw 300 drones and missiles fired at Israel. The U.S. has been anticipating a significant retaliation from Iran following Israel's push against Hezbollah, and the White House has warned of severe consequences if an attack occurs. Israel has responded by launching a ground invasion of southern Lebanon, targeting Hezbollah positions. The Israeli military has also intercepted some of the incoming missiles with no aerial threats identified. The situation remains fluid, potential for further escalation. The international community is closely monitoring the developments, and the U.S. has pledged to help defend Israel against the attack. So, Iran has fired basically tinker toys compared to what Israel has at them after the mullahs have been hiding in their bunkers. And what did Iran think when it funded Hamas, that Israel created, on October 7th when they did that? And, of course, Biden gave a bunch of money. Did they think Israel was just going to sit there? And, again, I wish none of this was happening. And I think Israel did some terrible things in Gaza. And now Israel's leveling a lot of stuff in Lebanon. And the ground invasion's begun, and they're bombing other places where missiles are being fired at them. So even if somebody shoots at you with a .22 rifle, you have a right to shoot them with a 50 cal bat. And so that's what I'm telling the Iranians is they need to just have their proxy forces stop attacking. And we've got the October 7th anniversary coming up, and a lot of my sources are saying they think Iran's going to launch terror attacks, or could the deep state do it and blame Iran? And is that the October surprise to create such a big Middle East war? I mean, that's really the headline. In fact, let's put an X post out right now. Have Ben and, you know, do it for me. I usually do it, but I'm not going to type while I'm here on air. Repost, retweet the live show feed at Real Alex Jones right now and at InfoWars with basically the headline, breaking. Iran fires ballistic missiles at military targets inside Israel, threatening to plunge the Middle East into full war. Alex Jones reports. I put that out on Real Alex Jones, and then I put out the InfoWars feed with something like, is this the deep state's October surprise? Question mark. And then the headline, within hours of Israel launching a ground invasion of Lebanon, Iran responds by firing ballistic missiles at Israel. Hell, I'm going to say it, plunging the Middle East into war, full war. This is full war. Israel's bombing four countries. Iran's firing missiles. Israel's rolling into Lebanon. I mean, I think it's fair to say breaking. After Israel launches ground war in Lebanon, Iran responds by firing ballistic missiles at Israel, plunging the Middle East into full war. I don't, everybody's going to wait to call it that, but I mean, this is full war. In fact, there's your headline, breaking, Middle East now plunging into full war as Israel invades Lebanon and Iran fires missiles into Israel. I mean, whatever, just get the headlines out. So we'll have this backdrop tonight when we cover the debate. I don't know how Tampon Tim stands up against Vance. I mean, we've got all these new compilations. They found 5 minutes of Wall saying he was a rank he wasn't and that he commanded forces in Afghanistan. Good God. I mean, this is just a total circus. And you've got the half the ports shut down, the South in devastation, and we're 34 days out from the election, and the October surprise is here. There's going to be a lot more of these events. I told you, man, you can feel it. You can see it. It's going down. Hour number two, straight ahead. Stay with us.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to nitric boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that nitric boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of nitric boost now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Hurricane Helene, that eerily landed on the same day as its counterpart in 1958, was witnessed by a St. Petersburg resident who described the scene as the water came out of nowhere. The water was parallel to the beach for hours, so once the hurricane moved up and east, it just brought the Gulf with it.
A hurricane moves to shore, makes landfall, okay, at 11:10 p.m., moving at 22 miles an hour, off of the Gulf of Mexico, whose ambient temperature is presumably 88, 90 degrees. Okay, I'll give you that. That's a lot of energy. There's a lot of power there. You got the Gulf Stream and all that stuff. Said hurricane continues to move, and over the course of the next 12 hours, covers 479.2 miles with no water. Explain that to me. That a hurricane is driven by the energy that it pulls in from the heat of the warm water, supposedly, from what I understand. I am no Ned Permian meteorologist, okay? However, this thing doubled in speed and went across devastating, dropping. It might as well have pulled the entire Gulf of Mexico up and sprinkled it over the next six states.
Man, if that was a 1,000-year flood, this is a 5,000-year flood.
But the biggest thing is the Doppler radars on the ground, the NEXRAD. I talked to an engineer who said, look, we're putting in the power cables and the power relays, these Dopplers, and they're 10 times what you need. He goes, unless you're using them to ionize the atmospheres. And they admit even at low level it has some effect. But when you crank these son of a bitches up, excuse my French, they can absolutely control the weather.
It's an absolute monster. Now, there's something else kind of shooting out here underneath this layer of moisture over the southeast. Looks like it's coming from either northern Florida or a radar tower in southern Georgia. But the main one right here, look at this big beam that shoots down right to about here. That's where we're expecting landfall, give or take. Take a look. It's coming from up in this area, and it shoots down right to about here where we're expecting landfall. I'll move forward and you'll pretty much see it right away. There it is now. Boom, right here. Okay, so now we're going to zoom in and see exactly where this thing points to, because that is not your normal beam that you see coming from these radar. It's definitely coming from the state of Georgia, probably underneath this mess here. It's coming this way, and there's a cross of that other beam either coming from northern Florida or southern Georgia.
The rest of the horses are trapped next to the barn. We cut all the fences so they could try to get out. Everything's gone.
And as the devastation destroyed entire cities within Georgia, Tennessee, and the Carolinas, causing Conyers, Georgia to shelter in place due to a biolab fire.
The multicolored plume of smoke from the biolab fire created an ominous cloud over Conyers Sunday, prompting law enforcement to go door-to-door evacuating residents in its path.
President Joe Biden sat on a beach in Delaware making phone calls.
And the hurricane, Mr. President, why weren't you and Vice President Harris here in Washington commanding this weekend?
I was commanding. I was on the phone for at least 2 hours yesterday and the day before as well. I command. Call a telephone.
Kamala ignored it, and Donald Trump rushed to the aid of Americans.
Asheville, among the hardest hit tonight, remains largely cut off from relief, frustrating residents.
Nobody's going to help us. I mean, I don't know what we're going to do.
Do you have any faith in the federal response here?
No. No.
Where the death toll remains unknown as areas are unreachable.
Volunteers and complete strangers are coming together here in the Black Mountain area of North Carolina
with privately owned helicopters. And what they're doing, they're shuttling in food, water, and emergency supplies, trying to help families in the hardest hit communities of the mountains of western North Carolina.
All of the helicopters that you see on the ground right now, these are all private citizens' helicopters. They volunteered their time, they volunteered their effort to come out. Yeah. Right now, majority of the roads that are in and out are completely impassable. They don't know when they can get up and running to actually get emergency management services out to these locations. So our best hope is through aerial recovery or aerial delivery.
Meanwhile, the Biden-Harris nightmare won't let up as eight alleged migrants have been arrested in eastern Tennessee for robbing flood victims as local communities try to recover from apocalyptic flooding. And as America is crippled, billions of dollars, along with 700 National Guard troops stationed in Nashville, Tennessee, have been sent overseas. A bookend to the betrayal of the United States by the Biden-Harris regime. John Bound reporting for...
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones store. I got my Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up and until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Into hour number two on this Tuesday, October 1st, 2024 transmission. Only 34 days out from the most important election in world history. And here's your October surprise. Almost 1 year after Hamas, backed by Hezbollah, went into Israel and killed a bunch of people and took hostages, we've now seen Israel level Gaza about 90%, kill 50,000 plus people. Many of them completely innocent. Now they're bombarding four other countries. The ground invasion officially began about 8 hours ago by Israel from its north into southern Lebanon. And Iran, going back about 25 minutes ago, has responded. And again, we're showing you on screen some of the strikes by Israel in Lebanon with heavy missiles and bombs. Iran has responded by firing 240, they're tracking on radar, low-flying drones, and some ballistic missiles. Ballistic missiles can actually kill people or actually get through and cause some damage and have before, but the other things are basically tinker toys. They are waiting for the ballistic missiles to come in at any time over Tel Aviv. They're tracking the missiles. They reportedly, you know, they go straight up and then curve over and come down, are going to hit their Ministry of Defense, their equivalent of their Pentagon, their Mossad base, and other targets. So we're going to be tracking all of that as it continues to unfold. Israel has a large updated modern nuclear arsenal. They've got submarines that can deliver nuclear payloads as well, cruise missiles, and they are threatening that if anybody hits them with heavy weapons that they may use nuclear weapons against them, just like Russia said that if NATO bombs them with heavy missiles, even conventional, they reserve the right to use nuclear weapons. So this is all really escalating into total insanity. No one's calling this an official Mideast war right now, so I am. I am going to call it that. You can look at this. This is Israel attacking four different areas, four different countries, four different regions. You've got Iran firing missiles into Israel. You've got some of the surrounding areas firing missiles into Israel. And so this is a Mideast war. But, of course, the media is not going to tell you that. And it could easily escalate very quickly with Israel deciding to go ahead and start bombing Iran. If Israel starts bombing Iran, it has been past policy of the U.S. government to aid in that. And then under Biden, it happened some under Obama really bad. Trump basically shut it down. We have seen hundreds of thousands, millions and millions of military men from the Middle East, but hundreds of thousands of Hezbollah-affiliated groups. We've seen them on video bragging about it. Men with the same backpack, same clothing, Arabic men, Muslim men who then turn out to be commanders in Hezbollah. Their global militia force that are now in Europe, in the UK, in the US, and it is their mission that if full war happens with Iran, they will then start attacking targets inside the United States. Now, Iran may not do that. The globalists may do false flags and blame it on Iran, or kill Trump and blame Iran. And we've seen major pre-programming for that. So I keep saying, as we move towards the election, what did I say? A Mideast wide war, an escalation in Ukraine. You see the missiles being authorized 2 weeks ago to be bombed by NATO inside Russia. You see the Democrats firing up their Black Lives Matter and riot forces and saying they're going to have civil unrest and civil war conditions if Trump wins. They say they're going to decertify Trump, something they've indicted people for just talking about with Trump. But when they do it, it's supposedly, you know, just fine. So you've got all that. This is the season of false flags where the left with stage attacks on themselves to blame Trump and Trump supporters. So we will continue to cover this. Iran launches missiles over entirety of Israel. So now they're tracking missiles coming in, not just targeting Tel Aviv, where the nerve center of the Israeli government military is. Now the missiles are tracking to hit targets all over Israel. And some of these missiles have hit their targets and hurt people and killed people. So it's on. I mean, you can say Israel is now officially in a war with Iran. And the whole thing started very suspect. You know, when you look at a war, you look at who starts it. And if Iran started it, I would talk about Iran. If Israel started, I would talk about it. But it's hard because both sides have been killing and bombing and shooting missiles at each other. And the Iranians are blowing up U.S. embassies and killing Marines in the 80s. It's really hard to say who started it. That's why it just keeps going and going and going and going and going and now completely out of control. So what Fox News is doing, it looks like, is showing old footage of the last attack by Iran a few months ago and the Iron Dome shooting it down and some of their other anti-missile defense systems. We will know when the new ones start coming in, or perhaps it's happening now. Let's just go to Fox News for a moment.
This is the X factor here in all of this. And as we talk about the developments on the ground here with this unfolding ballistic missile attack, what appears to be in the low hundreds of ballistic missiles fired toward Israel from Iranian territory in response, according to Iran's IRGC, to the killing of Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah and Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh. We should talk about Iran's nuclear program because Israeli officials, some of them are of the belief that this is an opportunity for Israel. They have watched Iran not only develop their missile program that is now being used to target Israel, as Israeli officials warned over the past several years, but the real concern is their nuclear program because according to top nuclear watchdogs, the Iranians are starting to enrich uranium very close to weapons-grade material. This means their breakout period for a nuclear bomb has been reduced to weeks. And if they have the ability to create a nuclear weapon and attach it to a ballistic missile that they've just shown tonight can reach Israel, it is a catastrophic situation for this country. And so the coming hours and days will be significant to watch what the Israeli response will be. And as we continue to follow the developments on the ground here, we are also watching that developing story, and we'll see if you can get the map back up of Jaffa, just south of Tel Aviv, where officials have updated that 8 people were killed in that shooting attack that just began before the missile attack from Iran started. Guys,
I mean, dude, there's so much happening all at once there.
All right, let's stop right there. it is confirmed that missiles coming out of Lebanon are hitting Israel. So the footage you saw is happening. That's not old footage. But the big missiles are coming in here in the next few minutes, reportedly, and then low-flying drones will be hitting the next 4 to 5 hours. And the big question is, how will Israel respond? Chase has launched a Spaces here that we'll be taking speakers from live on air from X. And Chase, you made the point that's really central and extremely important, obviously. And this is the first time in history that two nuclear powers are officially at war. And you heard that from the Fox Israeli spokesman that, oh, they're 2 weeks away from a nuclear bomb. I have Netanyahu saying that in front of the UN and Congress in 2002 and 2001. So 22, 23 years ago. I'm going to tell you again, Saudi Arabia has nukes. Iran has nukes. They just don't admit they have nukes, just like Israel doesn't admit they have nukes. Iran has nuclear weapons. Pakistan has nuclear weapons. India has nuclear weapons. A bunch of countries have nuclear weapons. They just don't declare it. And so Israel's always, oh, we need to hit Iran right now. It's always 2 weeks. Somebody ought to put a compilation together of how many times, I mean, you can find hundreds of times, oh, it's 2 weeks. They have nuclear weapons. Israel has nuclear weapons. This is insane. And this is war. You have Iran firing missiles at the political nerve center of Israel, and it's unfolding right now. Chase Geiser, this is historic.
Yeah, I don't even know what to say. There have been a number of times in my year here, Alex, that I've felt a very heavy weight when they tried to shut us down back in June, and it seemed like we only had a couple of weeks or a couple of days left. Some of these recent lawsuits and litigation developments as well. And this is one of those heart sinking to my stomach moments to see this. And I actually retweeted myself back in April of this year. And I said, when Iran bombs Haifa, as it's spelled, that's when the United States will go to war with Iran. And that's what's happening today. So I'm very, very concerned about it.
And it's perfect timing for the election.
Yeah.
You can pick a side. Oh, you're with the Iranians, you're with the Israelis, but pull back and look at the larger picture of why this is happening now.
Yeah, it's curious because obviously conflicts like this and escalations like this right before an election don't do very well for the incumbent. So one would think, similar to the strikes that are happening at ports all across America, that this is somehow an effort to sabotage the current administration. But at the same time, we've repeatedly seen claims that Iran is attempting to take Trump's life, which I think is a mischaracterization of what's happening. It's the deep state that's attempting to do it. They want to blame Iran. This is a clear escalation to World War III. And I think they want to kickstart it before the election is lost, because then Trump will have to manage an active war rather than preventing one from escalating.
You know, I don't want to say I disagree with you, but in general, our government's been caught doing this. An incumbent will stage a military crisis to change the news or to look presidential, or it's good for an incumbent to have a war, unless you're talking about the hostage crisis in 1980 with Jimmy Carter. And then the Iranians gave up the hostages as soon as Reagan was president-elect. But certainly the White House has not been wanting this to escalate. And so that would go towards your point. So I think that's kind of up in the air.
Yeah, I think it's up in the air too. But I think when you have a situation where millions of Americans are suffering from this hurricane that's happening amid the frustration of billions of dollars being sent to Ukraine, this is another example of our government having to spend billions upon billions of dollars in unnecessary conflicts while our own people suffer. I don't think that's going to play well with voters this fall for the Democrats.
I agree. And we have all of the situations like the port shutdown, the entire Gulf Coast, which people don't know, that's like huge. It's just nothing but container ship facilities down there and, you know, major operations. And then you've got the entire East Coast. It's massive. And that's all shut down, right at about half of all the trade coming into the United States. And that, there's a bigger picture there. We still have the world reserve currency. That's how we can import almost everything. People will take our dollars. As we lose the dollar as the world reserve currency, which is starting to happen, we will have to pay for that with something else or exchange of goods. And so if you think just having this strike for maybe a few weeks is going to be crippling. Imagine when the dollar goes belly up, if it does, Chase.
Yes, I'm very concerned about it. And I think that this conflict with Iran and Israel actually ties directly back to the dollar as the global reserve currency. I don't want to get too into the weeds with economics because I know that it can be...
Oh, no, every time somebody tries to move away from the dollar, the U.S. invades them.
Yes, absolutely. And the IMEC...
But now it's China and Russia and everybody together and Brazil. Kind of hard when it's 60% of the world population doing it.
Absolutely. And we know that a month before the October 7th attacks happened, Bibi Netanyahu gleefully announced the IMEC corridor, which was supposed to compete with China's Belt and Road corridor. And it goes right through Jaffa, which is spelled Haifa here, that's getting bombed. And that's why I said in April, when Haifa gets bombed, that undermines the IMEC corridor, which means the United States will get involved because that corridor is necessary for the United States to maintain its global reserve currency status. This is all about economics. It's all about propping up a fake currency. And, you know, it's a good time to be in the gold business.
I totally agree with you. And... you know, I, again, intellectually, I can look at all the news and it really concerns me. And then I just gut level. I say this every segment now, which is true. The level of concern I've got, and physically at a cellular level can feel the danger, is unlike anything I've ever felt. And we can ask, what is it? Well, it's all of this. I mean, you've got a hurricane devastating the South. Usually they hype it up and it's not devastating. This is super devastating. You've got massive port shutdown. You got the average person running out of money. Something like almost 70% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. 67% can't pay their credit card bills. You've got all the fentanyl deaths, the open border, criminals, illegal aliens just running around like Day of the Dead. And you've got Iran launching missile strike on Israel, hundreds of ballistic missiles incoming. Dozens of hits have already happened. U.S. positions forces to deter attack. World on edge, several consequences, mass shooting in Tel Aviv. And again, Israel's good at screening people and keeping them out that are working for Hezbollah or Hamas inside their country. They've got a mass, you know, in Gaza and come in that way on the 7th. This country is totally wide open. When I say hundreds of thousands of Hezbollah and Hamas in this country, that's an understatement. And if people have any idea what a crazy jihadi with 400 rounds of ammo and some hand grenades and a machine gun can do.
60,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate.
Yeah, it just goes from bad to worse.
Yeah, I'm absolutely worried about it.
And again, one underwear bomber who was a setup, it was staged, he was mentally ill, had a firecracker in his pants, body scanners. Imagine what they'll do when there's big attacks here. We'll lose our rights, folks. And remember, it's the government brought them in. Biden and Harris and the FBI and the Justice Department and Mayorkas is the main one. They think when they attack, we'll just forget they brought them in. Just like Netanyahu admits, okay, there was a 7.5 hour stand down. We'll cover it when the war's over. No, there was a stand down. The Israeli military stood down. They're very professional. That we see the examples here. So one of the best coordinated militaries in the world, a tiny country to defend, no helicopters sent, no nothing. Retired military had to get in their cars and drive from Tel Aviv down there at 100 miles an hour. So Israel stood down, folks, so the attack could be as bad as possible. And I'm not here to just to attack Israel. I try to be very fair, okay? And I sure as hell aren't on the side of Iran and the Mullahs. My point is there's a lot of sneakiness under the surface here, Chase.
I agree. And I'm going to go ahead and put something out there that's controversial, Alex, and I'd love to hear your response to this, but I'm currently of the persuasion, happy to be convinced otherwise, that Israel and the CIA conspired together to assassinate JFK because he was interfering with Israel's nuclear proliferation. So we have an example from history that's very likely Israel was involved in a presidential assassination. Now, in the context of this, my concern is what if Israel has been behind some of these attempts on Donald Trump in order to blame it on Iran to get us into another military conflict in the Middle East? Do you think that's a likely accurate interpretation of what's happening?
I mean, I think when you look at the CIA and MI6 and the Mossad at the top, it's the same group.
Yes.
And so Israel would be at the table when decisions are being made like that in these star chambers. And I know that JFK didn't want to give them the nuke and was going to go public about it. He also was starting to pull U.S. troops out of Vietnam and did a bunch of other stuff. So he pissed off the entire establishment. So something like the U.S.'s liberty, you could say Israel did that because it's cut and dry. But as for Trump coming out and saying, if I get killed by Iran, blow up Iran, he's literally sticking his head in the noose doing that and asking the deep state, whoever does it, to do that. And certainly that would be helpful to Netanyahu. So yeah, I think Trump teed himself up or set the table or basically, you know, put himself in the cook pot for the pygmies to cook him. And I've been flipping out. I mean, he did that right after they tried to kill him in Butler about a week after. And I said that a couple days after, I said, they're going to blame Iran. A few days later, they started doing it. It was just easy to see. And I said, boy, Trump better explain that this isn't Iran. Did Iran have Secret Service stand down? No. I mean, come on. And Iran's like, no, we're not behind it. No, we're not behind it. And they certainly understand that's a move that might happen. So yeah, I mean, I think it's crazy what Trump did. And it's just sometimes, you know, I love Trump. He does great things. Sometimes he does the stupidest stuff. People go, oh no, that's 3D chess. No, folks, I know Trump, but people that know him well, he's very smart, but he's also blind in areas. It's like he didn't understand drain the swamp, and he couldn't trust mainline Republicans and had to have experts come in and fill the government. Now he said he was wrong and got conned. I mean, so, you know, he's learning very quickly, but, you know, to him, it's like, well, that'll look good for voters if I say the Iranians want me dead. You know, the Iranians hacked me. See, I'm against the Iranians. He doesn't understand he's stepping into that. All right, we've got a Spaces going on X, and I like to take calls here on the show as well. We'll probably open the phones up a little bit later here, but we've got speakers there. Again, tell people the name of the Spaces. It's on Real Alex Jones if they want to go join it, and it's a way to take good, you know, HD audio from folks based like a phone system, but it's also restreamed on their system and posted on their X accounts. And people are welcome to go to Real Alex Jones and share that Spaces link with anybody who'd like to be able to be a speaker and come on. Tell me the name of the Spaces.
Sure. The Spaces is on at Real Alex Jones on X. It's called Iran is Bombing Tel Aviv with Strikes All Over Israel. Listen now. We are taking speakers. I see Jim Paff has just joined up. We met Jim when we were in Reading, Pennsylvania. He was with Nick Sordor. And so I'd love to hear his feedback on some of this.
Absolutely. And I'm not saying that's a bad headline, but maybe change it later. And I would just say... Iran now, but it's bombing. That's what's in the missiles, bombing. Iran now bombing Israeli capital. Let me think of the exact headline. It's just like, the Middle East is now at war, or a major Middle East war has now begun. I mean, a new massive Middle East war has now begun. Iran now bombing Israel. I mean, the takeaway is, folks, guaranteed this is war. It's already been escalating, and I'm going to make the announcement. I don't care what anybody says. This is going to get worse, and this is major war. So the Middle East has now been plunged into a new major war after Iran bombs Israel. And then you could say, well, they went into Lebanon. Sure, you can argue all day. The point is, a major war has begun.
The Clone Wars have begun, they have.
So here we are, and of course it's 34 days out from the election. I had a guest, an emergency expert, coming on about the hurricane and about all of that, and he's still scheduled. But let's get him on at 15 after, and he'll be able to speak in emergency management about the Iran situation. But you just know more stuff's about to kick off, Chase. I mean, you can feel it, can't you?
I can feel the weight of it. And I'm a firm believer in the concept of the zeitgeist, the spirit of the times, the collective unconscious, if you will. And we should always go with our gut when our reason sinks exhausted. And all of logic and rational thought leads to this being a major problem. And then you add that to the way it just feels as a human being to see this news play out right before our eyes. It's not good. I don't know if it can be.
It's the feeling like when you're in a grocery store parking lot at 10 p.m. because your wife asked you to go get milk you forgot to get, and you see a mugger mugging an old lady, and you get this sick feeling because you know you're going to go over there and take the gun away and beat the shit out of them. And you don't want to do it. It's dangerous, but you get that sick feeling because you're about to beat the living snot out of somebody.
Absolutely.
I mean, I have that same feeling like everything's so dangerous right now. I just know I'm in the mode right now that I'm not trying to act tough. I'm just saying that's where my body's at, where I would just break somebody's neck. I'm just like, it's not even a thought of it. I'm just like, I'm ready to, you know, because you can tell the danger. Your body's like gearing up for it.
Yeah.
Because in our development, we'd be always in front of us. But now we intellectually see it and we want to do something, but we're just like, ah. All right, we'll come right back with comments from folks on X, on Spaces of Alex Jones. Stay with us on this Tuesday, October 1st, insane broadcast. Live coverage of the debate tonight.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones store. I got my Answer 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome,
but
Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old-style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser t-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition t-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this t-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser t-shirt now. Get yours now.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the new world order's coming. It's here.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep, by and large not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are. And that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
telling everybody, guard yourself for true. You can see all the signs, and you can feel them. You think this war kicking off the Middle East is just a fluke. Think again. We're going to see a lot more. The entire old global order Ponzi scheme can no longer be pumped up. And the globalists have said they're going to use war, collapsing countries, migration, the threat of viruses and terror to bring in a one-world government hellish police state that is literally at war with humanity. Feels like I'm living in the middle of doubt. All right, I am going to go to your spaces comments here in just a moment. A few days ago, I talked about the globalists going into their bunkers and the fact that they're lining everything up for total destruction. They believe that will keep them in power. They'll emerge after the crises for total control. That was actually proposed by the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, L.O. Lemaitre, and his adjunct, General Curtis LeMay, in 1961 to Kennedy. He fired them over wanting to stage terror attacks on U.S. cities to blame the Russians and start World War III. They believed a nuclear war would be survivable, that they would emerge out of the bunkers and establish a world government. That's the movie Dr. Strangelove, is fiction based on that, 1964. Well, that's the mindset then, that's the mindset now. Here's a short clip of that, and I'll go right to the spaces commenters. And it's only going to get worse until people wake up, and you will wake up one way or another. You may wake up when the drones are flying down the street and the big trash trucks, robot-driven, are pulling up and getting the dead bodies and your wife and kids are dead and for some reason you're immune to the new virus and you're sitting there with the electricity off and no food and half the city's dead. And just know that often luxurious places that people like Zuckerberg will be in their bunkers while we're all dying. But our people are everywhere and they're watching the enemy. And when we all jump on their private jets this week, next month, a year from now, whatever it is, and the private airports are full of all the establishment and their minions loading up with all their crap, flying off to their armored fortresses, that's another key to know when they're about to pull the trigger on a new bioweapon or a nuclear war. But after the dust settles, we know where to get the medicine and food we need as survivors, don't we? And that's what matters at the end, is we will get these people. I may not be around for it. A lot of you won't be around for it. But don't get on the bus when they tell you they're relocating you for your safety when all the food and energy's off. If you go to that forced labor camp, you ain't ever coming back. This is how it works in history. Happens all the time. People forget freedom. They don't stand up for themselves. And the tyrants take over. And they don't just not care about you. They hate you. They want to hurt you. I always hear, oh, the New World Order doesn't care about the people. Oh, the Democrats don't care. Oh, they do care. They love partying and taking drugs and getting their hair done and flying around on private jets while your kids are all locked up in the house with you and you're going bankrupt. They enjoy hurting you. It makes them enjoy their lives so much more. And hey, only people you got to blame is yourself, right? I mean, I'm not saying you're to blame. They obviously are the really bad people. But, hey, I get it. You know, a lot of fun stuff, a lot of movies to see, a lot of concerts, a lot of, let somebody else handle that. Well, the New World Order is going to handle you. And they're making their move. You're like, well, they'll never get away with that. I mean, this is America. Have you looked around, boys and girls, at where we are and how fast things are going downhill? That was actually yesterday, first hour. My spider sense is on 11. The decision's been made to go ahead and start a nuclear war. Because I'm not scared, I'm ready. Spiritually, not physically. Now we can stop this by praying and by taking political action, by raising the alarm, but we need folks to get out of their trance. There's levels of the trance. You see the liberals at Walmart with the giant fire explodes. They keep picking produce with a fire 10 feet away from them. Those are completely zombified NPCs. But even Christians and conservatives and populists still kind of think of all this as a dalliance or just some side issue. No, what we cover here is the cutting edge and is not exaggerated. Remember, you brought up during the break, Tucker Carlson said, are we going to win? And I said, absolutely, barring a nuclear war or a giant viral release, and the globalists will try that. Now, if they think we won't go along with it and they do their studies to see that, they will pull back. And right now they're saying they don't have our confidence. So that's good. Exposing them is a life and death situation. By the way, Israel is successfully intercepting ballistic missiles. And if any of these missiles hit large crowds or kill large groups of people, or Israel false flags and blows up, you know, a girls' school or something, and that governments do that, it's going to be off the races. They're going to start striking Iran. Iran then might fire nuclear weapons at Israel. They may have some hidden in the area. They may activate their terror cells all over the Western world. We could, any minute, any hour, any day, you could wake up in the middle of the night and a suitcase Chinook has gone off in D.C. Chase, who's up first here on the spaces?
Let's go to Jim Paff. If you're available, Jim, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say. Jim is the former chief of staff for Thomas Massey. Jim, go ahead.
Yeah, and current president of the Conservative Caucus. Listen, I hate war. I don't want us to go to war. Israel, though, is in the defense of its life. It's a sovereign nation. It is being attacked on all sides by nefarious forces who are destined or desire, excuse me, to change the destiny of that area and to literally get rid of the country. They put the entire world at threat, these terrorists, these people who are determined to build nuclear weapons, not for deterrence, but for aggressive purposes. Iran is entirely desires to do that. And, you know, it's just going to be interesting to see the reaction in Washington, D.C., because you're also going to have the warmongers who are going to want to go all out on this and expand it further than it needs to be. So these are some of my concerns. Washington, D.C. right now is in the kind of turmoil that can also put us at risk. So we're going to have to hold them accountable. But Israel, I think, really does have a right to determine how it's going to do this. It seems to me Netanyahu's not the kind of guy that just wants to go out and be crazy. But I'm very concerned about how we react in Washington, D.C. You already got Lindsey Graham calling for all-out war. And we got to be really careful in this situation, because this is how governments take advantage of their people to expand their powers and do whatever they want. Israel has a right to defend itself, absolutely. But I think we got to keep our eye on Washington, D.C., because we never know what these characters might want to do to make this even worse.
And Jim, you're a really smart guy. Knew you were before I met you. And, of course, the great Conservative Caucus and Congressman Massey. And it was really informative to hang out with you and Nick Swerdlor there before and after, you know, during the Tucker event. But you have a deep understanding, being the chief of staff for Massey for so many years, about where D.C. is. And that's another big problem that you mentioned, is things are so destabilized, they're so inept. The Democrats are mailing it in. The Commerce Secretary was asked, what do you make of this port strike? She said, quote, let me find the actual quote here, I have not been very focused on that. I mean, these people are out to lunch. That adds a whole nother layer of problems, doesn't it? Explain that to people.
Yeah, no, it really does, because what you can objectively read behind that is that her desire is actually to support the unions in all this. And listen, I'm not against unions as a general principle. I'm just against governments giving special authority to unions to do things like this that can also be destabilizing. She does know what's going on. She's purposefully ignored it because she doesn't want to make a comment, one, and commit herself. But two, she wants to be overly supportive of the unions against any other interest there related to the corporations that are trying to deal with this. Now, I want union people to be paid fairly. I think we all want people to be paid fairly. But the neglect in Washington, D.C. occurs not always because people are incompetent. That is a big part of it. There are a lot of incompetent people in Washington, D.C. But there are also nefarious people who want to give special benefits to people who give them political power and political influence. And so the combination of that and what's going on in Israel right now, it could not happen at a worse time. At the same time that we've got Donald Trump twice potentially assassinated, and that thing is still playing out in a way that's very potentially destructive for American security and stability.
What do you make of Biden calling for a peace deal on the surface? Where do you think the U.S. current defense strategy is on this? And what are you betting on unfolding right now? I mean, I see this with Israel striking all these targets, all these countries attacking, and all these groups inside countries attacking Israel. I think it's fair to say a major Middle East war has begun.
I think you have to accept the fact that that is the case. Israel and Iran are in war. I just posted that up a little earlier. I mean, that's in effect what's happening. You can't back off of that. It was encouraging to see Jordan shut down its airspace, apparently in defense of Israel. The Abraham Accords are still in effect, although those countries are going to have severe pressure to act out against Israel because their populaces are mixed on the issue, even though that they're taking a leadership position.
And Turkey's been talking about leading a coalition against Israel.
Yeah, exactly. And in fact, Turkey is probably the most unstable Arab country of them all. Saudi Arabia is probably more stable than they are in regards to retaliation against Israel. But the pressure is going to be on every Arab country to take action against Israel. Iran is certainly calling on their support. They're going to act in various ways. If we stop a mass Middle East war from happening, it's in part going to be because Donald Trump made a tremendous strides in the Abraham Accords and resetting the paradigm that is in the Middle East that's anti-Israel. Now, we'll see how well that holds up, but we had a great start because Donald Trump took leadership in that area.
Well, there's also a paradox here where I see kind of this thing on some of the right wing hating Israel and fantasizing about the fall of Israel and actually joining up with the left that supports Hamas and Hezbollah and the universities and all of this. And it's just idiotic. Israel's not going anywhere with their nuclear weapons. And I think it's very important, whereas I want peace and I don't like the things that Israel did, you know, indiscriminately in Gaza. So I'm not definitely, you know, a Israel booster, but I'm not anti-Israel. Just like I don't blame the people of Israel. I blame some of the things their government does. Just like I love my country, but I don't like the federal government and what it's doing. But there's also this sycophantic love affair in the left with Iran or any of America's enemies. And I've seen some of the right wing cozying up to that. And that's just crazy. That's a coalition of Soros and Black Lives Matter and communists and a bunch of Islamicists. And it's very stupid. What's your view on that, Jim?
No, I'm with you when it comes to some of the excesses that can happen in Israel. I am pro-Israel to the extent that they are a sovereign country right now and a sovereign nation. Sovereign nations have to make decisions about their own security. But you are absolutely correct to state that some people on the right are running anti-Israel. Listen, I want to get rid of all this money we're throwing out to countries, including Israel, from the federal government. Countries need to learn to provide for their own stability and their own defense. Israel, maybe 50 years ago, the economy wasn't as advanced as it is now. It's very advanced. You know, we just recently threw money at Taiwan. Taiwan didn't need any money to defend itself. And so we throw this money out there like it's candy. We've got to stop some of that. But
that's putting gas in the fire. Well, here's my deal.
Yeah.
These Islamic groups say they want to get rid of Israel. It's a tiny country. It's not going away. They should be like Saudi Arabia and stay out of it. But why do you think Iran and these other groups keep doing this?
Well, they have an absolute hatred of Israel. We should take note of this as we're trying to be fair about the problems that have happened in Israel. Listen, Gaza is a problem now of their own making, whereas prior to 2006, Israel was just stupid in Gaza. They had horrible policy. It was excessive and just not even thoughtful. But now Gaza's and Hezbollah and Hamas have brought this about. But what we got to recognize, when Iran wants to destroy Israel, that is as horrible a problem as anything Israel has done in Gaza that we disagree with. It, to the extent that they want to destroy a sovereign country which has a right to rule itself. However it came about, they are the sovereign nation there. Iran wants to destabilize the world. They're not just out to destroy Israel. They want to destabilize the world. That's what these terrorist organizations are doing. And we need to be fair about some of the excesses and problems that have Ron Paul's always talked about, and I think it's very balanced and valid. Nonetheless, they're still acting in an unstable manner in the Middle East, and we need to address that as well. I don't think we need to get involved militarily. I think we need to be supportive of Israel to defend itself. But we've got to have leadership from the United States to tone down the rhetoric internationally, tone down the rhetoric here, and get on a peace plan and a peace process
like we had with Trump. Jim Path, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. Again, missiles are raining down on Israel. IDF has intercepted more missiles from Iran. No known casualties at this point, which is good, because obviously that's good for people dying. Also, we don't want this war to expand. But I'm betting it's going to get a lot worse, Chase. I think that's what we're at.
I agree with you. I think this is an escalation. We know that Bibi has really wanted this escalation for some time, just based on his rhetoric when he comes and visits the United States and calls for escalations against Iran. We know that China, to some extent, backs Iran. A lot of this goes back to the petrodollar. And there's big interests, big players behind these small pieces, whether you think Israel or Hamas or Iran or other nations are small pieces or not. They are being used, manipulated, and played by major powers like Russia and China and the United States.
And the bigger pieces, we're 34 days from an election. Who's up next?
All right, let's go next to Alpha Warrior. Alpha Warrior, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say, sir, if you're with us.
Yeah, good morning, Chase. Good morning, Alex. Just real quick, something I wanted to say on this part of the right. That's become, you know, this anti-Israel but extreme movement. It's been my thought the last few months that there was a legitimate movement that was trying to expose the Israeli government, you know, Mossad, the intelligence agencies, on their control manipulation into our country and other infrastructure that we had. And it was being done without violent rhetoric. It was being done without, you know, racist slurs. And I think all of a sudden, faces and names of notoriety entered the picture and started to change this exposure into something that was just outright hate to kind of support what a lot of people feel.
Stop for a minute and let me back you up. I'm not at liberty to say this at this point, but I've talked to some high-level people who've seen the documents that some of the most prominent anti-Israel people are actually being paid by pro-Israel groups to discredit any legitimate criticism of Israel. So what I think you're saying is very accurate.
And thanks for sharing that, Alex, because I've been making the educated assumption of that. So to hear that, thank you. And I think what's important is what people need to prepare themselves for is a lot of these same names that have been pushing that rhetoric have been pushing it away to make Trump look like just some crazy out of control Zionist. And what you're going to see is they're all of a sudden going to say, hey, since Trump doesn't want to go against this rhetoric, now you got to flip on Trump. And I think that's the next move in that what's going on. So I just wanted to offer people a perspective. There's a way of being against Israelis government, corrupt intelligence agencies, without being this hate for the people and stuff that's going on there. I think you don't have to be pro-Hamas or pro-Hezbollah at the same time while trying to expose what's really going on in Israel.
Very well said. Anything else, sir?
No, just people need to pray for our country and, you know, keep their heads on a swivel. Don't fall for the propaganda.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to say this right now about Israel. Israel's diverse political groups there, diverse groups. I mean, Netanyahu got less than 20% of the vote. So I'm not anti-Israel. That said, there's a couple big lobbies, but there's the dominant AIPAC. Doesn't lift a finger, either one of the most powerful lobbying groups, to get our borders controlled or to keep all the Islamists from pouring in here. They would never take any of them. And that very same lobby has said, take the refugees from Gaza here, which they're now taking to Europe and a lot are getting here. That's BS, okay? So that's what I'm tired of, is the pro-Israel lobby here in America is doing everything for Israel and then nothing for us. And you could say, well, look, that's an outside group. Well, they claim they're actually Americans. Well, then act like it. That's really my beef here, is that I see out of AIPAC its great control over much of the government. And then it being above criticism, I don't think it's above criticism. I don't like MI6 is heavily involved in our politics. The communist Chinese are. And so I don't dislike the Chinese people, but I dislike what the Chinese government's doing. And I think That's where I'm at here. At the same time, I don't just vitriolically hate everything about Israel and make up stuff and make it a religion and of hating Israel and blame everything on Israel. I see that crap too. And it's kind of like, you know, I don't like a lot of stuff Israel's doing, but I also don't like the anti-Israel folks because I've experienced their own lies and deception about me claiming all this ridiculous crap. So it's a problem.
I agree. Well, one of the things I've noticed in this conversation around Israel is there's a group of people that seem to believe that Israel can do no wrong and only be the victims of evil. And then there's another group of people that seem to think that Israel is the only entity that ever does anything wrong and is the perpetrator of all evil. And the answer is, of course, every government, every people, every culture is equally capable of evil and corruption. And so to say that it's all their fault or not at all their fault, I think is really a miscalculation.
Perfectly said. And then I'm really trying to be fair here.
Right.
And not, you know, be on some, you know, idiotic side. I just tell you, it's crazy. Well, it's like people that think the Vatican runs everything. I criticize the Pope, the Vatican, but Catholics are great people on average, do a lot of great work. They try to make you say everything evil's run by Catholics. It's not true. It becomes like sports teams or something. And it's just dumb. I oppose globalist anti-human policies. We can unify people against force shots, against lockdowns, against open borders, against drag queen pedophile time. We can unify around, you know, going after fentanyl dealers. We can unify around low taxes and low regulations. We can unify around small government. And that's what I'm trying to do is move the ball, move the needle. We're going to go to break. Remember, we're on radio stations. For people on X, they're like, well, why do you take breaks every 30 minutes? Well, that's because we're on 300-plus radio stations. And when they took me off almost all the Internet 7 years ago, we survived thanks to AM and FM stations. So be sure and support those stations. If you're listening there, spread the word there. Support their sponsors. Become a sponsor of those local stations. And we're going to take a break and come back with more speakers. Another guest joining us as well on the terrible hurricane and the aftermath there. It ties into all of this, the port strike. We're going to be looking at it all. But I'm going to say this again. Overhead shot, please. Look at this headline. Media Matters positions itself to acquire InfoWars. They're going to try to bid, they're funded by Soros, to take over InfoWars when it goes up for sale on November 13th at an auction. There's Patriot buyers say they're getting it. If they're able to outbid them and get them, they're good guys. Don't censor me. I'll work for them. That said, we have sponsors that are going to support other systems and other systems that are being developed. Okay, I'll leave it at that. But it takes capital to do that. So support our sponsor, TheAlexJonesStore.com. And they are funding me in my legal battles in this process to make sure they don't dominate and take my name and do a bunch of other horrible, harassing things and try to shut us down. And they're even saying that's their plan. And to claim they own our back catalog of information, which has always been free to air, and then go around and harass everybody that's sharing our clips. They want to silence all the predictions I've made. So it's critical to the fight against the New World Order to go to TheAlexJonesStore.com. They just added three new awesome T-shirts there, ball caps. It's the very best Patriot apparel out there. And the items are from $5 up to $35. But we've added a shirt that's $50, a classic InfoWars shirt, red on navy blue, with the red American flag on the right shoulder. And on the back it says RealAlexJones.com. That's a site in the future you'll be hearing about. That's a fundraiser shirt. You want to keep me on air one way or the other, that's the action point. That's where you take action. That's where you go. TheAlexJonesStore.com now. I need to see your support. I'm thankful for your support, but now's do or die. This critical moment that we stay on air when President Trump's president-elect during that 76 days. So fire the bat signal. I appreciate your support. Take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at TheAlexJonesStore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbol mobilizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this t-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser t-shirt now. Get yours now.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The Powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
What's been happening in Israel over the last couple of hours, the air raid sirens and the alerts blinking red literally all across the country as Iran throws the full might of its ballistic missile arsenal at Israel. You see there a couple of impacts. Those look like they might have actually gone down into the Mediterranean Sea just to the west of Tel Aviv. No significant casualties, no significant damage that we know of. And for all intents and purposes, this appears to be over, at least for the moment, because airspace is reopened now in Israel and people have been told that they can depart the bomb shelters that they have been in wait out what Iran had to throw at Israel.
Well, let's hope that's the end of it.
Go again. Last time this happened was back on April the 13th. It didn't result in any significant casualties or damage, and that appears to be the case again here tonight, Sam.
Again, this is just coming from Iran, John, but still reporting what we are seeing cross. Per a senior Iranian official to Reuters, the U.S. was alerted by Iran through diplomatic channels shortly before these attacks took place. Also, per that senior Iranian official telling Reuters, Tehran had informed Russia ahead of these missile attacks on Israel. Also want to get this in here, that Israeli air defenses did shoot down dozens of Iranian missiles that flew over Syria, John. Syrian army sources are telling Reuters this at this hour, this after Iran launched this salvo of ballistic missiles at Israel. So a lot was happening at once, John. We're watching all of it, and now we await an update any moment now. We've got the live shut up at the White House of the White House press briefing room. We do expect to see how the White House is reacting to this shortly, and that is screen left, the State Department also expected to brief shortly, John.
All right, right now, let's get the very latest. Let's go to Trey Yingst in Haifa. Interesting information coming from Iran, Trey, that it did give the U.S. through diplomatic channels.
All right, that's enough. Again, this first 5 minutes isn't carried by some stations. We have a one-minute break coming up to join those stations. Tell me who's coming up next on the spaces.
Let's go to Lumi Casanova.
No, we're gonna go to break first.
Okay, we'll go to Lumi next. We got Miss Lou Skyler in here, Daniel K. Iceberg. We got Matt Baker and others as well.
Oh, we'll go to Matt Baker next.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, so we'll talk to him after the break. We got to go to break for just a moment. But Chase, just more of your views on what's happening.
I'm at a loss for words. I just don't want World War III. I've got two little girls, and I'm sick of hearing talks of escalations in terms of World War. I'm sick of hearing talks of escalations in terms of Civil War, not because I'm afraid for myself, but because as a man, I don't want to see any harm come to women and children. And every conflict we've ever had as human beings always amounts to the rape and murder and trafficking and starvation of millions or thousands of people, and I'm just praying that Trump gets elected, stays alive, and is able to execute on his promises.
He definitely wants peace, and a lot of forces don't want him to be able to get in. I mean, they're going to try to kill him again. Every time they fail, they're going to try more.
Absolutely. Now, the question is, who's behind it, and why is nothing really being reported by the mainstream media about these investigations? Why is everybody acting like these attacks on Trump are because of the dangerous rhetoric of our side? It's very, very dark time to be an American, Alex.
Well, I'll say this. Iran's put all these proxy forces of Hezbollah, and they're also funding Hamas in, and Israel's just rolling them up. What I said back at the time, don't bomb Gaza indiscriminately. Kill the leaders of Hamas. Still, a lot of the hostages haven't been turned over. And then now Iran, to save face, fires these missiles. Let's hope this de-escalates, but I don't see that. Because Israel has rolled into Lebanon, and we're going to give you the updates on Israel has launched their invasion as of today into Lebanon. We'll be back in 60 seconds with more commenters like Matt Baker on X Spaces and more. You're watching The Alex Jones Show coming up tonight, live coverage of the Vance Walls debate.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones store. I got my Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean. But
there's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old-style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
All right, several waves of ballistic missiles came in over Tel Aviv and Jaffa, however you say it, Jaffa today. That was just ended minutes ago. The Israelis say they don't see more missile tracks coming in. We'll continue to break this down. But the bigger news is, as of about 10 hours ago, Israel did roll into southern Lebanon with a large military force of tanks and armored vehicles backed up by fighter bombers and helicopters and heavy artillery. And so they say they're taking out Hezbollah emplacements and different spider holes that they reportedly have found after really months of escalating bombardment of southern Lebanon. And in the backdrop of this, we have the giant port strike in the Gulf and the East Coast, cutting off half of the goods coming into the country, roughly half, like 49%. We have the devastated areas of the South and the terrible response by the Biden-Harris-Obama third administration. We've got in Arizona, California, and other states like Alabama, the feds coming in and saying they're going to block any state or local laws checking for voter ID to pave the way for more people to vote who live out of district or illegal aliens or dead people. And you've got the California governor signing an order saying that no local governments can check ID. The fix is in. I mean, this is just preposterously obvious. We've also got Tim Walz in a new video I posted on X this morning. That I won't play the whole thing of coming up, but because it's 5 minutes of just clip of him stolen valor of a grade he never had, of a rank he never had, of being a combat leader. I mean, this guy is just a piece of trash. And the fact that they knew all this about him and still put him in there
just shows what they think of us, Chase.
You know, it was interesting. I had Cliff Maloney on as a guest this morning on the American Journal, and he said that what he's hearing from the people he knows in D.C. is that Kamala actually offered it to Josh Shapiro first, and he said no. And so I think Shapiro might have actually been the first choice, and Walz was the default. But it seems from some of her rhetoric, like claiming that she had insomnia when she selected him and everything, that she's really regretting the decision that she made.
I mean, he gets booed everywhere.
Yeah.
And then Trump gets roaring applause. I mean, does anyone believe Biden really won? Does anyone believe she can win? And even in their skewed polls, she's now 3-4 points behind Trump in all the battlegrounds. Those are skewed when they oversample Democrats and play all the chicanery.
And they've done similar cell phone data that they did for example, Crooks, the first assassin, attempted assassin of Donald Trump, and similar technology that was used for 2,000 Mules, where they've identified that a lot of the people that are going to the Kamala Harris rallies are the same people being bussed in or flown in. It's the same audience in every different city, whereas Trump and, you know, Tucker Carlson or Alex Jones are met with an audience that's actually excited to be there and pays to be there.
Well, they admitted at the DNC that they paid 30,000, first it was 10, then 30,000 influencers, thousands a day to be there. So, yeah, that's who it is. And they just follow them around.
Yep, they're just trying to pay for voters and supporters, and they're trying to create this fake social proof to appear as if they're popular so that when they steal the election, if they succeed in stealing the election, it's got some reasonable doubt in the minds of average Americans who aren't paying close enough attention to sustain their new government.
Well, I didn't play it when it broke Friday. Most people saw it. I posted it on X. But they hired two well-known actors, and I'm not even a huge movie or TV watcher, but I'd recognize both the actors. They're mid-level actors. They're in some big movies and play major roles as a husband and wife that were Trump supporters but are now Biden supporters. They're farmers in Pennsylvania. And they look like they just walked out of a spa, and people went, wait, they're fake. And they literally said they're real farmers. So if they're going to hire actors, they go and hire actors that are on major TV shows and movies. I mean, that is like criminal. This is beyond AstroTurf. I mean, this is wild.
What's crazy is that it doesn't matter. There was a time in the United States of America where when politicians lied, they covered their tracks. They were very good at lying and covering up what they were doing wrong. Now they don't even try.
Well, that's it. And imagine if Trump hired well-known actors to say, oh, I've switched from Democrat to Republican, and then people found out they're fake farmers. He'd be over. Trump wouldn't even think like that. But they do that. I mean, there's no end to it. All right, and look at all the U.S. Navy assets for your TV viewer in the Middle East area. I mean, it's just an armed flotillas out there, 3 strike groups. This is bonkers, and they're letting Iran know if you respond too much, we're going to destroy you. So Iran, to save face, fires these missiles. The Israelis then shoot down, and they call Israel and say the missiles are coming. So why doesn't Iran just stop it? Well, because they want Shia Islam to take over. They're there pushing Christians out of Lebanon and pushing other Muslims out, which is what Islam does, both varieties, Shia and Sunni. And there are 69 Islamic countries, and almost no other groups are allowed in it. But we say, oh, let's bring Islam in here. I have new footage of female police converting to Islam in the U.K., Talk about Stockholm Syndrome, Chase. Let's go to Matt Baker.
Matt, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say, sir.
All right, what's up, guys? Heavy times, praying for the world, praying for InfoWars. Love you guys. You know, there's a saying, it says, don't write checks that your butt can't cash. Well, the problem is, Israel writes the checks, and we have to cash them. And we need to cut the umbilical cord. People say everything Israel does is bad. Some people say everything Israel does is great. Well, here's the thing. We just need to be not involved with it. They can keep getting in these increasingly gnarly wars, mowing down the entire Gaza Strip, doing their Hannibal directive, creating Hamas. And then they keep upping the war and escalating, just knowing that we're going to back them up. We have to take that away from them, so they have to come to the table and possibly negotiate at some point, because right now they have no incentive to negotiate at all, and they do have the Greater Israel Project, and they're moving right along, right towards it. They've been moving on this thing. Who moves in earth movers just to clear the path and build roads, like, right after you completely obliterate it?
And then you got Jared Kushner on TV going, we're going to build some really nice condos in Gaza.
Right. So I'm not going to be like, anti-Jew or this or that. But dude, we cannot be tied. We cannot tie our fate to them. They're like a millstone dragging us down. We have to keep our forces.
No, listen, I agree with you. And I also we shouldn't be giving all this money to Iran.
Exactly. We shouldn't be involved in any of it. We're tying our fate. We're tying our entire souls of the nation to this type of stuff, to these wars that we're not even involved in, that aren't benefiting us at all. We've done enough bloodshed on the world stage for Israel and other countries. Do we need to keep doing this? Can we save some of our honor for ourselves, for the battles that we need to fight in the upcoming World War III that's obviously unfolding? I mean, Christ, no offense.
All right, Matt Baker, how do people find you? You're a great, great, great activist reporter.
Well, I'm on band.video, thanks to you and Rob Dew, Slave to Liberty. I'm also right here, Slave_2_Liberty. I'd like to give a shout out to my good friend, Luke Slywaker, who has been crushing it with viral videos about the border invasion lately.
All right, thanks, brother. Guys. Thank you. There's a fellow I've known for a while, really worked with us exposing Epstein years ago, and his name is Brian Clark. I see he's there.
Go ahead, unmute yourself, Ashes of Acacia.
Hey, thanks very much, guys. You know, I concur with you about, like, just the multiplicity of geopolitical conflicts that have undermined the sovereignty of the United States of America and nations throughout the globe because of the globalists just wanting to usurp any sort of national autonomy that any sovereign state has. But where I differ is that I think Israel has probably the most pronounced influence on all of that. Whether you're talking about what's going on in the Middle East, whether you're talking about communist China, Israel and Zionism in particular has its fingerprints on all those things. When we talk about Islam and we talk about Judaism and obviously the political manifestations of that, you know, it's a bit of a false dichotomy because you look at groups like Hamas, and Hamas was created by Israel in the 1980s.
That's a fact.
As a mechanism to destabilize the political solidarity for the PLO, for Fatah, and for any idea that, you know, the state of Palestine could come to realize itself. And it just goes much deeper than that, because in the Middle East, what you had in the late 17th century was a messianic movement started by a Romanian Jewish rabbi named Sabbatai Zvi. And what Sabbatai Zvi had done was, in addition to being a messianic claimant, he had created the tactic that we know as Donma Judaism or Crypto Judaism. And what he did was he was, you know, proselytizing his particular messianic claim of Judaism in the Ottoman Empire, having been expelled from Thessaloniki, which is in Greece, but at the time was under Ottoman control. But he went to, you know, Asia Minor, went to Anatolia and to Turkey. And long story short, he was, you know, going to be branded a heretic and executed unless he converted. And he
Hey, do me a favor. Back off your phone a little bit.
Yeah, is this better?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so what he did was he converted, and he had infiltrated the institutions of the Ottoman Empire. And, you know, he basically started what would be the historical materialism that would lead to Zionism. The first part was the usurpation of what happened with the Muslim world in the Ottoman Empire. He had died, and then about a century later, an acolyte of his by the name of Jacob Frank emerged. He had said essentially that he was the reincarnation of Sabbatai Zvi, and he espoused a similar theology and political tactics, except he did this in Christendom. He did this by working with the Catholic Church to infiltrate.
Okay, listen, very interesting history lesson, but just, I mean, tell us where you're going with this.
Well, where I'm going with this is that everything that we're talking about, all the roads lead to Tel Aviv. Whether you want to talk about communist China and its influence on the United States of America, whether you want to talk about the role that radical Islam poses as a threat to the United States of America, it's all really part of the Zionist movement. And it's all because of an eschatological prophecy that is just biblical for them. They want their Messiah to come to earth. Right? And that is the faction that rules Israel, is Likud, is the most radical and religiously fundamentalist of all of them. So it's worth examining because the political layer of it is sort of a facade. This goes something that is, and you talk about it all the time, Alex, this is a spiritual war. Well, look at how incongruent Judaism is with, you know, Western and Christian society. I mean, they think Christ was an evil magician. It's in the Talmud. It's in 56, Gittin 56b. They think Christ was an evil magician that was sent to hell to boil an excrement. They talk about in Sanhedrin 43a, they had put Christ to death. The Jews admit it. It's in the Talmud. So it's in.
Okay, so I appreciate you popping in here, we're just kind of getting an indictment of modern, some sects of Judaism, and I've read the stuff you're saying. I know most of that's been said and done, at least from my research. I'm not saying you're wrong about the other stuff, but I am familiar with what you're saying. Where do you think this expansion of the war is going? What do you think is going to happen in the election in closing?
Sure. I think the expansion of the war is just necessary. It's just going to be something that sets the stage for the political instability for globalism to put its fingerprint on everything, including the election moving forward. I think what you're going to have is you're going to have an exacerbation of the geopolitical climate to the point where you're going to have states of emergency that are going to essentially be a justification for the existing powers that be to further subvert everything that would be democratic recourse against them. They're just setting the stage.
All right.
It's just like with COVID, right?
Sure, using the crises to get more power and control, just like 9/11. Thank you. Good points. Who's up next here?
Let's go to Miss Lou. Miss Lou, what's on your mind?
Gentlemen, thank you very much. Thank you, by the way, Alex, for actually calling this a war. And I agree with the last speaker on one thing. I think this is going to escalate. You've been saying it. And I think they're going to use this as the October surprise to absolutely stop this election, because I've been listening to election integrity people all over the place, from War Room to you name it, and they're all saying the steel is full on. The 2020 playbook is absolutely happening, and of course acerbated now with 15 million illegals. So, who knows where that's going to go, but I don't think we're even going to get there.
Well, I'm concerned they're going to kill Trump and blame Iran and or both. Activate Hezbollah sleeper cells, or say the cells were activated. This is really teeing that up, in my view.
Absolutely. And do you remember a name, Robert Maley? Do you remember him when he had his security clearances pulled and he was an Iranian asset in our State Department? Well, he never lost his job, okay? Our State Department is filled with Iranian assets. Thank you, Barack Obama.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you. Yeah, there's a lot of weird coziness with the Iranians, the Democratic Party. A lot of weirdness.
Yeah, well, with the hacking leak story, it seemed to me very likely that what really happened was Iran hacked the Trump campaign, gave the information to the Democrats. The Democrats sent it to the FBI, hoping that something illegal would be found in the hacked communication so that they could prosecute Trump or the Trump campaign or
his staff. They used the Iranians as the go-between.
And then they had to admit that the hack happened after they combed through it and found no illegal activity had been documented in the communication. So they made it look like the Democrats were being honest about a hack, but really what they were doing was sending the communications to the authorities in hopes that the weaponized DOJ would come down on Trump even harder.
Just like they did with my cell phone and found nothing.
Yep.
Like we sit around and go, let's do something illegal. Like, how do you even, Trump's like, let's do something illegal. Trump's like a straight shooter, folks. It's preposterous. All right. Let's go to the next speaker.
All right. Let's go to Lumi Casanova. Lumi, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say.
Yeah, thank you for having me on. Everyone's made brilliant points. I really think that 6 days from now is the anniversary of October 7th. Scrutiny has to be placed on that original date, because that date, that's when the rhetoric changed massively.
Hello?
And Israel was allowed to do what they basically have done for the last year, which is unimpeded attacks on anyone who they see as a threat, which has put America in such a horrific position, because we're between a rock and a hard place going into this election. Everyone's made it clear the amount of threats are huge. But one thing I'll make the point here is that originally Israel used this hack, Sputnik. It was the Project Olympic Games. Right? That uranium, which was meant to be enriched, was all wasted because all these different processing machines were destroyed. The point is, if Iran wanted to create absolute chaos right now, those ballistic missiles would have some sort of radioactive waste. If there is no radioactive waste there, then watch Israel try to find any reason to escalate to the next step, because basically there is no appetite for Iran to go nuclear. It's just trying to go tit for tat.
No, I agree. How long until Israel and Israel and Western governments do this, all governments do it, why doesn't Israel stage a false flag and blame Iran if Netanyahu really wants that so bad? Or was letting Hamas attack on January 6th, was that the false flag?
I mean, the real question is that does Bibi need to be keep his position of power, and how extreme does he need to be to keep control? That's the real.
And by the way, it's admitted this war is the only thing keeping him in power.
And that's pretty much me. I don't want to carry on. We can beat a dead horse. But one thing I did find out recently was that there's 1.1 million Venezuelans walking, making their way slowly to America. So once this all clears up, there's another massive disaster coming. And that's from this gentleman who's a journalist on the border, who he has been censored and removed from every platform apart from X. So and I said to reach out to you and to Chase because
who's the journalist?
Find stuff.
Who's the journalist?
I'll send you the DM of the name so you can go through everything.
All right, thank you. Now, I've got a guest coming on who does emergency management who's really excellent in predicting all of this, and he's still going to come on. We're going to talk about the hurricane and the lack of response there and what's unfolding, and he'll be able to speak to this as well, and we'll continue on. I'm going to host the fourth hour. Maria Z was going to be hosting. She does a great job. She'll be joining us tonight during the debate coverage. Let's put the debate coverage symbol up there of the graphic. I should probably get busy and post that on X to invite everybody to be sure and join us tonight. Coverage starts at 6 p.m. for 2 hours with myself and with Chase Geyser, Owen Schroyer, Maria Z, and more. We got a bunch of big guests coming up tonight. 2 hours before, we'll have live coverage and we'll stream the debate of the Vance Walls debate. That's Tampon Tim, of course, against J.D. Vance. You'll find the feeds at Real Alex Jones and backup feeds at Infowars.com/show and band.videos. I want to encourage everybody to join us there for that tonight and to share the link and tell others to come get our pre, during, and post coverage of this. I think this is going to be a very explosive debate tonight. I think it's going to be very entertaining. What do you think?
I think so, too. I just hope that given that Tim Walls is such a buffoon, and he really does come off like Elmer Fudd. I hope that J.D. Vance has not underestimated him and has actually prepared, because there's no doubt in my mind that Tim Walz is going to be prepared for this debate, even though he's got nothing on him.
He's going to have a bunch of zingers.
He's going to have a bunch of zingers. So J.D. Vance has to be taking this very seriously. I think he will, though, because he's got to live up to the Trump name and ticket. And I think he sees it as a promotion, and I think he's going to really kick butt.
You think he'll rise to the occasion?
Yep.
You predicted Trump would underperform. He still won the one against Kamala, but it was 3-1, and she had a bunch of zingers. They were able to divert him with, oh, your crowds aren't big, and he shouldn't take the bait. He should have ignored a lot of their questions, just said what he wanted to like she did. But you were accurate in that prediction. You're saying Vance is going to overperform tonight.
I think Vance is going to shock and awe. But I don't want to, I don't want to build up expectations and then have a disappointment situation. I think he's going to win, though. 100%.
When we come back, I mean, I'll just play a few minutes of it because it really gets annoying. It's 5 minutes long. I posted it on X today. Short clips of him saying he's a combat vet and that he had a much higher rank than he did and just saying, just lying and lying and lying. I had no idea there were this many clips. I knew of like 10. This 5 minute clip has like 50. I mean, I watched the whole thing. I couldn't believe it.
Right.
I mean, this guy is a freaking liar.
It's sickening. And apparently, I did some diving into this, some research in this. Apparently, he reached that rank, but never spent any time as that rank. And he was demoted to the rank below it, for the sake of benefits that he had earned. So he's claiming a higher rank than he had when he retired.
So it's worse. He was stripped.
Yes.
He was busted.
He was busted. Yeah. They reduced his rank back down for his benefits when he retired. So he has the benefits of the rank.
Because he deserted when it was time to go to war.
Seems to me to be the case.
And he did that. And then he said that he was there.
Yep. Weapons of war, in war. And he talks about when I was in Iraq.
Or Afghanistan.
But he implies that it was when he was in Iraq in the context of a war that he was participating in. It was just when he went over there with some congressional thing.
Yeah, it's all very carefully planned lies, which makes it even worse. Remember, his own family, all a bunch of them in Florida and in, because he's from Omaha,
yeah.
They all came out from Nebraska. So this guy is the worst guy in the family. You don't want him anywhere near power.
Yeah.
And he's a communist Chinese agent.
Flipping off Americans at football games. He's got a short fuse. He's nuts. It's going to come out.
I mean, I'm not saying he's a pedophile. But if I was going to hire somebody to play a guy that drives around an ice cream truck kidnapping kids and taking them to a basement that's really a space alien and sucks their blood, it'd be him.
Elmer Fudd in a brown suit.
The demon space spider. All right, we're going to go to break. Hey, listen, folks, I'm firing the bad signal. They're trying to shut us down. if you want to make sure we continue on the air one way or another without getting into all the inside baseball or strategy, I need your support now. You need to keep this legendary broadcast with all our hosts, everything we've done on air. Go to the alexjonesstore.com right now. Get the fundraiser InfoWars classic shirt with the new URL you'll be hearing about, realalexjones.com on the back. There's so many other great designs. A lot of these are my concepts with great designers making them. New shirts just got added. There's, you know, bumper stickers, there's wristbands, and anything you buy there, you get put in the raffle for the giant super truck, Dodge Turbo Diesel, and the $10,000 cash. That'll be announced on October 30th, coming up here in like 29 days. But regardless, I need your support, so get great t-shirts and spread the word. Know you supported the broadcast, have the memento, and I'm just asking for your help. I want to stay in the fight. I want to stay in the game, coach, but you're the boss, listeners out there. So if you decide to help keep me on air, do it now, one way or another. I need funds, so flood the alexjonesstore.com. Make the decision to go there now. The tyrants want to shut down. They're licking their lips. They're laughing. They're celebrating. Take that fucking smile off their face. Go to the Alex Jones Store right now.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones Store. I got my Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome,
but
Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old-style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance, or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWars MD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity And then there's mass sterilization that's already taken place. And cutting off all the major energy sources is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
I'm a retired command sergeant major.
This is Congressman Tim Walz. He's a retired command sergeant major in the Army Artillery.
Tell him I'm a school teacher. I'm a retired sergeant major. As a 24-year veteran of the Army National Guard and a retired command sergeant major.
As a retired sergeant major in the Army National Guard out of Minnesota.
Retired out as command sergeant major.
I spent 24 years in the military, Congressman, as a command sergeant major. I don't.
Tim Walz is one of those everyday people. Coach to the state champs. Teacher of the year. Command sergeant major.
I am a retired command sergeant major in the Minnesota National Guard.
I am a retired sergeant major in the Army National Guard.
What I consider to be the responsibility and the privilege of being the highest ranking enlisted personnel ever to serve in Congress. And I'm the Democrat.
What rank was that?
Command sergeant major.
So when you first came to Washington, you were a retired command sergeant major in the Army National Guard. So you...
I was an enlisted soldier for all those years, and care of troops and making sure they have the right equipment is paramount. So
served 24 years, including an operation during Freedom, retired as a command sergeant major, which makes him the highest ranking enlisted soldier to ever serve in the United States Congress.
He said, you know, you have a visitor that's coming. This is Congressman Walz from Minnesota. He's a retired sergeant major in the Army.
Mr. Speaker, I yield 30 seconds to a gentleman from Minnesota, the highest-ranking enlisted soldier ever to serve in the United States Congress, Command Sergeant Major Tim Walz.
The gentleman from Minnesota is recognized for 30 seconds.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I thank the gentleman for this.
Great. I have a unique privilege in Congress, is that by being elected from this district and being a retired Command Sergeant Major, I am the highest-ranking enlisted soldier to ever serve in Congress since the beginning.
I'm Congressman Tim Walz. It's a real honor to be able to pay tribute to the 34th Red Bull Infantry Division and to your families and friends as you prepare to deploy in support of Operation Iraqi Freedom. As a 24-year veteran of the National Guard and the Red Bull Division and a retired Command Sergeant Major, I'm a...
Congressman Tim Walz, also a member of the Armed Services Committee and Veterans Affairs, Democrat of Minnesota, highest-ranking enlisted soldier ever to serve in Congress. Enlisted in the Army National Guard at 17 and retired 24 years later as Command Sergeant Major and served with his battalion at Operating Enduring Freedom.
With service in both the Nebraska National Guard and then the Minnesota National Guard, he retired as a Command Sergeant Major.
Shortly after I was elected, I got the opportunity to go out to Walter Reed Army Medical Center and visit some of our wounded warriors. And there was this young man there coming back from Iraq, recovering from his injuries, and they said, this is Congressman Walz. He's a retired sergeant major in the Army. And
Congressman's a retired Army command sergeant major with time in combat. I think he called.
I need to have one quick answer for both of you. He did. Congressman.
No, I think there is, Chris, because I think it's different. I think we get a tighter mission on training the Afghan security forces, and I think that's possible.
The command sergeant major, Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota. Champion football coach, and now our joyful
warrior. Tampon Tim and Stolen Valor goes on and on. Steve Slepcevic is our guest. He heads up Strategic Response Partners. Amazing folks that do security for Trump, you name it, all over the country, all over the world. Did a great job in Maui helping folks and exposing what really happened there. I wanted to get him on because of the unprecedented disaster with Hurricane Helena and 40 trillion gallons of water that dumped out and the terrible response by the deep state Democrats. And also this huge port shutdown, the biggest in the last 50 years. But now we've got the escalating situation with Iran. Steve, thank you so much for coming on with us. Just from your own experience and all your sources, 34 days out from the election, you've been predicting that they're going to have all sorts of black swans and escalations. So since we talked 2 weeks ago, give us your latest intel on what's currently unfolding.
Well, I mean, obviously the Hurricane Helene that came through had its target directly over Tallahassee. We had our team in position in Tallahassee 3 days before. I was there, boots on the ground, meeting with different critical infrastructure from the hospital to the airport, you know, just providing all the resources, just positioning everything in place. And if you watch that hurricane, it was a little bit to the left of Tallahassee, then a little bit to the right of Tallahassee, then right over Tallahassee. And then just before it started to get onto that shoreline, it took a hard right, kind of a jog. So the thing was going up, slid over to the right, and then came across and went through Perry and Steinahatchee area. What I saw unfolding is that you could see where the hurricane was going to be moving over top of the North Carolina area. And the way that it was going to pivot, the width of that storm dropping all that water to the mountains was going to cause a massive flood event. Those of us that are in the industry know what was going to unfold. The response on the federal side of this particular hurricane was something that teams should have been put in place immediately, deployed immediately. There's no excuse for what actually happened. And the other part of what's really going on that's really difficult to kind of comprehend is those that are actually out there trying to do these assisted type of proof of life, getting water and food in there, are being restricted. They're being held back, tampered, and so on and so forth. And I understand command and control, like when FEMA steps in there, the USAR team steps in there, they kind of want to control that space. But the thing is, you want to be able to work through a public-private partnership because it's really all hands on deck. So for us going into those communities, you know, we're out there just simply bringing the water to those areas that are cut off from the public with our helicopters, bringing food to those people that are in need, and also bringing, you know, SAT communication so that they can connect with the outside world. They can call their loved ones, their next of kin, let them know where they're at. Now, we're not in that position to provide life emergency medical services. Now, understand, my guys are paramedics. They're active. They're flight medics. They're USAR trained. But that they're not in that capacity for that. That falls for us under a Good Samaritan type scenario because we don't have jurisdiction in those areas. Those things are controlled space. It's no different than the California wildfires or any of the wildfires. If we bring out and we do what they call private fire structure, like private fire for the structure protection of it, we have to be outside of, we can't be on their right of way. We can't be on the roads, even though it's public access. We got to really kind of be pushed onto that property and not impede in their way of, in their abilities to fight these fires. But if you're on an end of a street or you're on a cul-de-sac or you're in a community where we have our private fire out there and they're putting water on 4 or 5 homes or 6, 7 homes at the same time, that actually relieves the resources that they need now to throw on that, and they can focus on the other properties that don't have. It's the same concept. So if you're in that area, we're not tying up their resources. We're giving them more bandwidth to get to more people. And the fact that some people are still cut off in these remote areas that have had no contact, you know, food you could go without probably 30 days or so on. Yeah, you're going to be on a pretty heavy duty fast. But water, you only got a couple of days of that before you're done. That'll kill you really fast.
Steve, I've seen a lot of hurricanes, but this looks worse just in the sheer magnitude in the area hit, way worse than Katrina, because Katrina hit Louisiana, surrounding towns, you know, a little bit into Mississippi, other areas. It was terrible. This is just gigantic, and this is unbelievable. And then you've got $45 million spent by Biden of taxpayer money to put in internet around the rural areas. Nothing was put in, zero. Like, they spent $7.6 billion on charging stations. They built like 4 or 5 of them, just stealing all the money. Then they wouldn't work with Elon Musk for $2 billion to give the whole nation internet, though now they admit FEMA is having to use Starlink. This is what you keep saying, satellite, and it's just crazy.
Yeah, you know, again, people think you're selling something, but when you're going, hey, look at these areas. These people have zero communication. If they can actually be able to call somebody out, let them know where they're at, let their family know at that. It take, again, I always say, communication controls chaos, right? You need to be able to communicate the outside world, and then you can also have people can actually come to you and support you. Look at this nationwide outage with Verizon. I was literally in Florida 3 days before, rode the stuff out, got the teams in place, turned around, flew to D.C. for Rescue the Republic. Our security teams there provided all the security for back house, including the VIP guests that were flying in and out from FOB to the venue, all secured, back of house, speak, back of house, meetings, and then back on their plane, wheels up, flight aware, this is where they're at, and they're out of town. At an event, and then turned around, came back, grabbed this another set of gear, another bank of sat phones, to then go back out where I'll be tonight in North Carolina, right back at ground zero, and then the next morning, it's wheels up again. I'm just jumping on my next flight with my team that have been going in rotation to be able to get these sat phones to these different people in the area so that they could reach out, also communicate back to base camp and EMS and the SAR teams going, hey, here's what you have going on in these specific areas that you haven't got to. So just supporting what they're doing and just getting them other intel that they may not have so they can actually effectively respond. There are good people wanting to do great things for the people out there. It is the command structure that has completely failed. And this starts from the very, very top. And I hope and pray, I've never been political. I was a registered Democrat forever. I'm a huge Kennedy fan. I went, independent. And I'm a big fan of Trump because of his policies. I don't have to like what he says and be upset and whatever. But at the end of the day, I don't really give a shit. If the guy's executing, and I'm telling you, when he was running, and I've been in disaster zones since 1989, from Hurricane Andrew. I've seen under multiple administrations how the response was and what a disaster response multiple administrations have had. And then I saw the disaster response with Trump and seeing how well he responded to Puerto Rico and hearing the mayor on the streets. And I'm watching the news and I'm like, wait, I'm in the same city on the same street and you're telling me people are dying and all this. And I was like, oh my God, this propaganda machine is out of control. When they had teams deployed and doing damage assessments like the second or third day in a massive disaster. That was, we had Harvey, we had Irma, and we had Hurricane Maria. So you had Houston, you had Marco Island, and you had Puerto Rico. So what's happening, this command, like if I was a person and that was my incident commander, I'd have him fired, I'd have him dragged out, and I'd put another person in charge, and that person would be Trump or his administration, and whoever he's putting in those positions, these departments need to be really hardcore.
I agree. Steve Slepnovich, Steve, stay right there. I want to explain something. We have a great sponsor called the Satellite Phone Company. You go to InfoWarsPhone.com, and then we get the support, get all the best deals. You've explained, you're not even part of that. You're gracious enough to come on because you're a supporter of what they do. They help you out in emergencies, helping people that don't have this. They're the biggest company out there because they're the best, and they've got all the different systems, all the different chargers, all the banks that charge the energy. They have the portable solar systems that are lightweight and work great. Everybody should go to InfoWarsPhone.com, and you keep harping on whether you live in the mountains or whether you live in areas hit by hurricanes. Everybody, no matter where they are, with the way the world is right now, needs a sat phone, needs to have the solar charger, needs to have the accoutrement. This is just as important as firearms and water filtration and everything. In fact, I would say, obviously with family or whatever, if a nuke goes off or the power goes off or whatever's happening, those satellites will still be up there with power. I mean, literally having one of these is the difference between life and death in so many scenarios. It is a no-brainer. And so people need to go to InfoWarsPhone.com and check all of this out. And the Faraday backpack and just all the rest of it is the very best at the best prices at InfoWarsPhone.com. It's a win-win for everybody. But looking at the response by the feds and the statements by the feds saying that the head of the Commerce Department, not worried about the strike that's been called. I understand the unions have a right to call a strike. It's not like they're the air traffic controllers that had a contract where they couldn't and Reagan fired them, but they already had this plan for months. They warned they would do it because their pay's terrible. I understand why they're doing it, but because of the these areas in the Gulf and now on the East Coast devastated, I think they ought to call this off or something right now, because you exacerbate half of the stuff coming into the country being shut off with this devastation over four states. This sounds like a perfect storm to me. A, that question, Steve. And then B, what do you make of what's being reported as just a almost non-response by the feds?
Oh, on the ports? Yeah, I mean, that's a massive, that's of epic proportion. If that every day that happens, the amount of looting that's going to happen, this is happening in the streets. When people stop having the supplies that they're used to, forget the TVs and the electronics and stuff like that, but when their foods can't get to the grocery stores and we're so dependent on the stuff that's being shipped in, there's going to be a breakdown real quick. You're already seeing trailers and tractor trailers and warehouses that are getting looted, tires that are getting slashed, trucks that are getting robbed. This is just the beginning. And every day that goes on, this crisis is going to get exponential. And then even if the government steps in and they get them on a 90-day process, you know these workers are just going to go half-ass about it because it's part of the negotiation tactic. People are trying to keep their jobs and keep AI and automation from fully taking getting rid of people, which is really, if you look at it, it's kind of the tipping point that the globalists want to go to the AI where you're going to have nothing to be happy and everything is going to be automated and all controlled by AI, which means there's no use for all these longshoremen because all these jobs will go away because everything becomes automated. So yeah, this is the beginning. I think it's going to be a very difficult time for a lot of people. I also wanted to mention like how you're talking about the sponsor. One of the things people don't know is a satellite phone store. I'm literally grabbing a bank of sat phones that they're just donating. They're their rental phones that they're just taking and donating them to the people out there, because as we pull in with our helicopters and we're getting really low, we could step off, get into that premises, check if everybody's okay, drop the water, drop the food, and then actually leave them a sat phone, right? Or have them make the call, right? So some of these guys that are going to be out there that are in command and control that may not have them, the satellite phone store has given me these to give them, not, you know, on their account that they're paying for. And it's just everything in life is about paying it forward. I mean, people don't understand. We're a private company. And the stuff that we're doing out there is very different from what we normally do that are under paid contracts. These people don't have money. There's no insurance coverage. And so this is the first time since 1989 that I've ever posted a GiveSendGo, a GiveSendGo.com /SRP24 for those that want to donate. And we're not a nonprofit. So the way that I'm doing it is it comes in, I give it to the fuel, to the helicopter, to the pilot, to those people that are actually in my team that actually are putting the resources in the air to get to these people. None of this stuff goes to us. I'm not paying myself. I'm not paying those people that are part of my company for that type of stuff. It's not, that's not our purpose. That's not our goal. But when we've run these missions, it gets very expensive, very fast. And it's very different that this is one of those times in history that it's so unprecedented. I'm like, man, our wheels going to come off if some sponsors and some donors, I don't care if it's $5, just people just to show. And again, if it's a bigger donor, they're like, or a smaller donor, I don't care. Reach out to me. I'll put you in touch directly with the helicopter pilot, direct, right with the fuel company. You can pay that bill directly. And that makes us go that much further and that much longer.
And by the way, can you tell us what Trump reportedly has put on the ground? We've seen it. He's bringing in a bunch of supplies too. And it's not like he'll save the world, but all of us doing stuff is going to change things. But I mean, imagine you've got the ports shutting down. You've got this happening. There's already looting by illegal aliens all over the place. This is crazy. We know they've got weather weapons. This is very mysterious, I think. Since they have weather weapons, we should look at maybe, you know, this possibly being part of it. I'm not saying that's the case, but the timing of all of this, and you've been predicting black swans ahead of this election.
Yeah, I mean, this is calculated, right? I mean, this is calculated. Everything's about timing. And I here's the reality of it. There are no accidents. Everything's in its own perfect order. These things have been war game. They've been planned out. There are no accidents, you know? So I always tell people, just get prepared, get your house in order, get your communication sat phone, get your radio to radio, get your food, get your water, get your purification systems in place, and have an evacuation plan. So if no phones work, nothing works, you actually know how to move in and around the grid and create a community, man. This is about a community of people coming together. It's a spiritual war that we're in. And I promise you that you could be as prepared as you are, and you could be the most prepared survivalist in the world. But if your house is in order spiritually, man, that's what's going to guide you in these times, in these troublesome times, going to be your Holy Spirit. And if you're connected to your spirit and you're on your knees and you're doing your spiritual work, my friend, you have a greater chance of survival than any great survivalist who hasn't mentally, spiritually put his house in order.
Absolutely. Well, the satellite phone company is amazing, InfoWarsPhone.com. And people need to get this, and it's a great sponsor. It's the place to go, the best deals. I've looked at it. It's the top company out there. If you go to InfoWarsPhone.com, you can see the different types of sat phones, the smartphones with the dongles. Most, you gotta also have, again, the charging station so the power goes out. You've got that small, medium, large, tough, mobile, lightweight solar panel systems. And then you've got communications for your neighborhood, for everything, for your family. And then, of course, the handheld sat phones, all these other systems for your friends, your family, your neighbors. Everybody in this climate needs to have these and get them out. They're easy to use. Program the numbers into it because everything else is going to go down during all the craziness. The globalists have said they may do a major power outage, a major cyber attack to bring in their new world order. They said that'll make COVID look like a minor inconvenience, Klaus Schwab said. It is so important to get prepared now. Not just with the phones, but to get the, a lot of you have the phones. Do you have the solar panels? Do you have the charging block? I mean, this is what we're talking about. It is such a basic thing to get ready with. And you're saying, you said this last few times it went viral, Steve, that you're seeing governments, corporations dig in for something big. Democrats are talking about civil war conditions. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, I mean, I shared with, you know, you have, you know, 50 plus senators on the Democrat side that got satellite phones in case there's a crisis, you know, and all the critical infrastructure that we're working with, this is part of their plan as to how would they respond if there's their supply chain gets cut off? How would they just respond if their power comes off, they're off the grid? How are they going to get the fuel to those power generators to keep that stuff going, their generator mechanics? So these are all part of it. What would happen if there's an EMP strike or just a directed system that actually can take their power grid off their panels right off the off on site or a nearby location, a substation location. It's real. Everyone's preparing for it, and it's not to scare anybody. It's just say get your house in order. I mean, the stuff that we're doing out there. If any of your listeners have somebody in that area that's in a remote area that's been completely cut off and they have not heard from them, they're welcome to send me the address, photograph, as much details about that individual, their location, and we will do our best to get a helicopter with our team into that area to do a proof of life, just to swing by that area, drop water, sat communications, food, whatever is needed that we can provide as far as a humanitarian support. They can email me at response, R-E-S-P-O-N-S-E, at SRP24.com. Response at SRP24.com. Those that want to support, those that want to have, they have resources, they have abilities, whatever capabilities, have them just reach out to us. I mean, this is what it's going to be. It's going to be a community. It's going to be those that work together to save America. And speaking of that, those that haven't, that didn't go to join the resistance.org, that weren't at Rescue the Republic in D.C., one of the most beautiful, beautiful events. Highly encourage you, go online, join the resistance.org and watch that entire production with the musicians. The firefighter procession was incredible. The doctors. Also, Robert Malone shared some shocking information that's coming out of Japan on this replicating new vaccine that is being betaed out there. So people really need to see what's coming.
It's now being vetted that it is a replicating nanotech by top universities, top Japanese. We've known this for years, but now it is not a rumor. It is confirmed. Rescue Republic. I watched a bunch of it this weekend. Incredible. Give that URL, Robert Kennedy Jr., all of them. Give that URL out one more time.
Jointheresistance.org. Jointheresistance.org. And the event was called Rescue the Republic. And it was really fascinating because the entire front of that entire crowd swelled to well over 5,000 people in the rain. And so many people were afraid to go to D.C. And when you looked around, it's what we call our dirty crowd, because my Saber security team, which is a separate company that I operate, did the back house and the VIP and secured that place and locked it down so that the VIPs that we were bringing in and out that we were in charge of had a safe place, had the bulletproof glass set up.
Well, great job. Steve Slepovic, thank you so much. I want to get updates from you. I know you're too busy saving people with your huge company, but footage, anything you want to send us, we'll put on air. I want to get an update from you in the next few days. InfoWarsPhone.com. That's not him, but that's who he's talking about. Amazing. Get all the best deals on the solar panels, the charging blocks, the sat phones, the dongles, the smartphones. It's all there. InfoWarsPhone.com. Steve, thank you so much. Talk to you very soon, my friend.
Alex, thank you for being the voice out in this very dark world today. So thank you, sir.
Thank you.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Fourth hour of the broadcast. I got a lot of breaking news. Intel speakers have been holding patiently on X. Don't forget, tonight, 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, we kick off our live pregame coverage of the Vance Walls Vice Presidential Debate, 8 p.m. Central. We'll stream the live feed with limited commentary, and then after, postgame with all the big clips and more. This is an info war. I intend to win it, but I can't do it without you, my Paul Revere's. All right, we've got a great Marine Corps retired colonel who's really smart, who pops in on the show. Tell us about this fellow. Let's go to him.
Colonel Gannon Burton, we're going to go to you next if you're still with us. Please unmute yourself and say what you have to say. Retired Marine Colonel, MS State grad, F-18 pilot, Top Gun graduate, U.S. Air Force test pilot graduate. Amazing accolade.
And a really smart guy. What's your view on everything happening?
Colonel Gannon, are you there? He might not be there, Alex. We can go on to another speaker. He doesn't have his hand raised.
Next. That's okay. Why I said go to, my fault.
Yeah, let's go to Loomer Fan Club. Loomer Fan Club, go ahead and unmute yourself. You've had your hand raised for some time. If you're still with us, please go ahead and unmute yourself. Go ahead, Loomer Fan Club.
You know, this happens muted. Sometimes when it crashes.
It's on their end. It's not crashed. Go ahead, Loomer Fan Club. Are you there?
Right, that's enough. Next person.
Yeah, I don't hear anything. All right, let's go to Andrew. Andrew, if you're with us, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say.
Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Alex. Seeing you down in D.C. on 1212 doing that awesome speech from the aerial lift there right on the corner of the building. Thank you for doing what you do. You know, I just left the grocery store. They got a vaccine clinic sitting outside the grocery store. So now when you go to the grocery store, you can take the jab, you know.
It's they really want you to take that poison shot. And they knew it was poison, but now they really know, and they still just push it on you, including 6-month-old babies.
Yeah, it's incredible. People are lined up, and I can't believe that, like, just how stupid people are. But as far as this, the unions and stuff, you got to remember the definition of union. I mean, the unions have to keep taking, or else they just don't have a reason to exist. So they're always going to be taking more and more just to secure their own longevity. But I'll be looking for the illegal alien invasion to come into the port some way, somehow, because we know we have 20 million illegal invaders here that are ready to take everyone's job. So the great replacement, this could be tied in some way, somehow. So I'll be looking at that, and I appreciate it, Alex. Thanks for letting me up here.
Great points. Yeah, all hell's breaking loose. Who's up next?
All right, let's go next to Marauder Magazine. Marauder Magazine, go ahead and unmute yourself.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Chase. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I just want to kind of give an output or some outlook on this situation. I think that I think that this is kind of the start of something that this is sort of the start of, like, I guess you could call a worldwide conflict. And there's no joke that Biden is going to try to, I guess you could call it, make people fight this war and try to put Kamala Harris.
Went out.
Yeah, your signal just went out.
He dropped. It was him. But we've got more people that we can go to as well. Why don't we go next to Timothy Lastly? You've been waiting patiently. Go ahead, Timothy. Unmute yourself if you're still there and speak. All right, he's not there. Let's go to...
Hold on, let's wait. We got to join some stations. 1 minute break coming up. And again, Israel vows significant response to Iranian attacks. If you're a radio listener or ex-Spaces listener, we've got Fox News up. General Jack Keane, Fox senior strategic analyst, says Israel vows significant response to Iran attacks. Well, they're already blowing up Iranian forces all over the Middle East. What else are they going to do, Chase? Start bombing Iran proper?
Yeah, it seems like that's going to be the next escalation, and we know that many people have wanted a war with Iran for an extended period of time. I even saw speakers at Republican groups years ago saying that Iran was the source of all problems in the Middle East, and so this is something that's been part of the conversation since at least 2001. Now it seems like the pieces are being played in such a way that it might actually play out.
And we're just sitting here whistling our way past the graveyard. We're sleepwalking into Armageddon. All right, we got a guest on for 30 minutes. I get some of the people in Spaces probably, you know, wandering around at work or their house or wherever, or their yard, or driving a car, and, like, you know, be ready because we're going to you. Who are we going to try when we come back, Chase?
We're going to do Skyler when we get back, Geopolitical Focus. We're going to do Timothy Lastly. He's requested, and Loomer Fan Club's requested again, too.
All right, we'll see if the Colonel is there because he's really smart. We'll be right back in 60 seconds. And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
What the globalist social engineers are doing right now is trying to overwhelm everybody with crises, and they're going to offer their solution, a global cashless society, central bank, digital currency. All right, here's some of the headlines. We'll go back to speakers on X Space to simulcast it over our TV/radio transmission here on The Alex Jones Show, hour number 4. Iran launches missiles at Israel after White House warned of imminent attack, and Americans run to bomb shelters inside Israel. Terror shooting in Israel wounds at least 9 in mass casualty attack. Significant threat, one of Kamala's dangerous illegals, released 5 times before ICE arrests. Canadian government agency admits COVID boosted individuals died more often in their own document. I mean, wow, that's incredible. All on Infowars.com. It just goes on and on and on. Watch TikTok users investigate links between flooding and government corporate lithium and quartz mining contracts. Also, this is treason. Child trafficking must stop. A key special report that we'll be getting to with John Bound coming up here at the bottom of the hour. We're going to have that and so much more. Chase, we're going to go back to the speakers here in a moment, but just 34 days out from the election, this port shut down half of the goods coming into the country, and we import like 70% of the goods, and then you've got this hurricane devastating all these giant areas of four states, and you've got just open borders and crime wave. It's just crazy.
It's crazy, and I can't really explain it. I don't know if it's all coordinated or it's just a perfect storm of terrible things. I will say, though, that this union thing that we're experiencing is interesting to me because we've seen the polls and the reporting that at least 60% of the Teamsters, the most famous union in the United States, formerly led by Hoffa himself, at least 60% of the Teamsters support Trump. So that implies to me that the same is true of labor unions across the United States, not necessarily teachers unions or other government related ones. And so when I see these port authority unions coming out and going on strike, couple of months, 34 days, I guess, 34, geez, before this election, it implies to me that maybe they're trying to throw Trump a bone and just apply pressure to how incapable and incompetent the current administration is so that when people go to vote on November 5th, they have some pain seeing empty shelves again akin to COVID.
That's it. And, I mean, you can say that's what it points towards, but they also have, you know, or they're not, the average person's like $21 an hour or something.
Yeah. Yeah, well, paycheck to paycheck, like you said, bankruptcies are up 21% year over year at least. Credit card debt is astronomical. Everybody is struggling right now except for Kamala Harris and her $62,000 Tiffany necklace peeking through the border wall.
All right, let's go to the next speaker.
All right, let's go to Teddy Pierce. If you're there, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say. I just added you as a speaker.
Hey, thank you very much for having me. You know, you're recapping all of this stuff, and man, if you don't feel like we're living in some providential times, you're not paying attention.
You're echoing really bad. Can you go to a little bit wider space or wherever you're at?
Yes, is that any better?
It's a little better. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'm just saying we're in some providential times, and I'm just wondering what your overall thoughts are. 2030 is the loose date kind of set for the Great Reset. Is what we're seeing right now something where the ball of yarn is starting to unravel and they're accelerating it a little bit?
Well, that's what Klaus Schwab and the globalists said. They're going to cut off resources, increase prices. They've got all these actuaries that any country wants food and energy costs 50% of the average paycheck. You get civil unrest and war. So that's what we're already at in many countries. They open the borders. They flood the refugees from globalist policies, from the lockdowns. The virus didn't cause the collapse of the third world. The lockdowns did. And then they add all this war and they add all this other garbage to it. It's an angrier world, as Klaus Schwab said, that's meant to bring in people scared than wanting the universal basic income, the ESG, the central bank digital currency. That's really the big attack. That's the big goal.
Yeah, most definitely. I guess I'm totally on the same page with you there. I guess my insight that I'm really asking for is, are they putting what should have been a 6-year plan on a 2-year plan with all of this going on?
Yeah, there's no doubt their plan is in trouble and behind schedule, so they're accelerating it. And that's what I keep saying is, what's it going to be next? A giant cyber attack, an escalated war, and they admit they can control hurricanes and steer them. So why didn't they kill this one? I mean, weather modification's real, not just cloud seeding, but, you know, they use Doppler radar to energize the atmosphere. They've got HAARP. They've got not just up in Alaska. They've got HAARP systems in the ocean. This is all admitted. I mean, Bill Gates is like, I'll block the sun out. This is real DARPA, Department of Energy operations. And so I'm not saying this hurricane was that, but I had Ben Livingston, the father of weather weapons, on that ran Operation Popeye in Vietnam, flooding the Ho Chi Minh Trail, which is cloud seeding. And he said, no, since 1967, Stanford Research Institute certified the Navy secret project can create hurricanes, slow hurricanes, make them stronger, make them weaker, and steer them. So we should always be front and center when we see something like this, asking, was there someone that stood to gain from this? Thanks for the call. Thanks for the speaker's comment. Up next, Chase.
Let's go next to Into Thin Air. Go ahead and unmute yourself if you're there and say what you have to say.
What's up, guys? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
All right. Alex, good to see you. Chase, thank you so much, man. I just finished a ton of work on this storm, actually. Alex, you just said every single thing I just wanted to say. Specifically, a post out there I just put out in 2007, it was all over the news that they were reattempting to learn how to steer hurricanes. They already had the ability to do it in 2007, 17 years ago. They are doing it today. They did it with this hurricane 100%. There's no doubt about it.
Well, I know there's folks that tracked that and watched that, but I was told by an engineer in the mid-90s, they were putting in the Doppler radar systems under federal funding, that they were putting in power cables 10 times what they needed, and that they had studies that they could use that to ionize the atmosphere and create clouds or kill clouds. Then a decade later, it was in mainstream news they were using Doppler to control weather. And then in Dubai and stuff, they were doing it. So, yeah, that's really going on.
Absolutely. And I had an interview with Harrison about that exact topic. So we know it's happening. The proof is out there, even in our own government. On the NOAA website, they have a document that explains all the weather manipulation they do on a daily basis, how you can sign up to do it yourself if you have the right equipment and the amount of money that they require for you to do it. It's all out there. It's insane that people don't believe this right now.
Another thing. I remember it was like 97 or something. I was talk radio. I was local at the time. I was already getting syndicated, but I remember it was on local, like ABC News. We played the clip. Back then I would plug a little DV recorder disc in to the radio, and I would record audio off TV and radio with it. So I could plug into the ports and get it. Back then we didn't have the internet and clips, so I would get clips myself at the show. I even had that clip somewhere. It's probably in a box somewhere here in the office. There's literally like a giant room just full of boxes and tapes of crap I used to tape. Somebody ought to try to go through it if any of the tapes even work anymore. But they were like, there was massive floods, 10 feet of water in South Texas, and the Navy admits that they were doing weather control modifications, and it might have been their fault. And why would they even put that out? It's like this background noise. Then you tell the public, they go, oh, that doesn't exist. There's a 1979 weather weapons treaty. Okay, I could play the CIA director under Obama admitting they can control the weather. And that they need to keep it secret from the public. So this is a real situation.
Not to mention all the whistleblowers talking now about earthquake machines that can set off earthquakes basically anywhere on the planet.
Well, that was the Secretary of Defense, William Cohen, 1997, Army Times, gave a press conference and admitted they have tectonic weapons. Pipe in Secretary of Defense William Cohen on weather and earthquake weapons. You'll get Army Times still. Sorry, go ahead. I'm interrupting.
No, that's okay. That was the only point I had to make. I just did want to let you know that Colonel Gannon is back in the space as a speaker. So if you want to go to him.
Good. We're going to go to him. But I said this when it started 3 hours ago. It wasn't a hard prediction to make. Israel now officially says they are at war with Iran, and this latest attack is a declaration of war. So the last time Iran shot back and did this, Israel did not call it a declaration of war. This is the Jerusalem Post. So we need to repost this on X. Somebody in my name post this and say, as I predicted 2 hours ago, Israel has now officially declared war on Iran. Israel now says they are officially at war with Iran. And then put a link to the live show, guys. Declaration of war. Israel's leaders react to massive Iranian assault. And it goes, Democrat Chairman Yari Golan said that the missile attack was a declaration of war. And it goes on from there. So that's where everybody's going, is full war with Iran. I'm saying it's already begun, Chase. What do you say?
Absolutely. What's war if not bombing of someone's capital and reciprocating? You know, they talked, the establishment talked so much about how it was ridiculous that Putin called the war in Ukraine a military operation without explicitly calling it a war in the beginning. Now we have a situation where Iran's doing the same thing to Israel and vice versa. Similar to what Russia did to Ukraine. It's not a full invasion yet, but when you're bombing somebody's capital, you're at war with them. There's no dancing around it.
And it's 34 days to the election. How will this expand? How will this escalate? Let's go to the colonel.
All right, go ahead, Gannon.
Hey, so wonderful to be back with you both again. Wow. Here's what I'd like to tell folks is, like, you've actually done all the training to this point. Thank you, Alex Jones. Thank you, Chase Geyser. Thank you guys so much, because you were literally armed for this fight now, right? And we haven't been. And so here we are. When we've been praying, I think most of us have been praying for a reckoning, and we are right on the verge of it. In the next 43 days, all of this is going to come to pass, you're going to be alive or not on the backside of this. But the fact of the matter is, this is the fight you've been praying for. I think everything we have is on the line at this moment. We literally have exposed everyone. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Alex Jones. Thank you for being a warrior who fought through all the things that you've done and all the attacks and, you know, begged for money, which is the hardest thing to do. It is the hardest thing to do, to beg for money when you need it, because you don't want to be that guy. But the fact of the matter is, you did, and people sustained you and this broadcast, because we're literally at the moment where everything is going to go down. For the next 34 days, your life is going to be different, I promise you, between now and December 1st.
That's right. They wanted to stop the year before this, and as God would have it, and supporters supporting us, God working through them, we are going to be on air, cross our fingers, during the election and a little bit after, and people support us, we'll have the backup, but we need to support at thealexjonesstore.com. That's the place. But absolutely, Colonel. So with your military background, Marine Corps, Colonel, Naval Aviator, all that, your view on the military developments around the world. 2.5 weeks ago, Biden saying we're going to start bombing Russia with Storm Shadow missiles. Russia saying that's a declaration of war. Israel basically saying they're at war with Iran. How do you see this unfolding?
So here's what we're dealing with, and this is not going to be people are not going to like this, but you're actually dealing with personalities and not nations at this point, because they're broken down that far. That's how well you've actually done this, Alex, is we're now dealing with Netanyahu and his personality, and Putin and his personality, and Trump and his personality, and that feckless blob that is behind the entire national security establishment of the United States of America. And you know what? It's got nothing. It is broke. It is bankrupt, and it's feckless, except for our fear, right? Because we want them to be in control. So we are literally, there's only five or six players on the national stage now that actually matter, because all of the other people are hiding with fear behind everyone else. So watch Trump, watch Putin, watch Netanyahu. Netanyahu is playing for everything he has at this moment. He will destroy the entire world to maintain power. And he believes in Israel, and that's his right to be a Zionist and believe in Israel. No problem with that. But the fact of the matter is, that is what is happening. However, we have a different view of how the world should work and everything else, and we need to just hold to that and man, pray that we have woken up enough people in the national security establishment not to let the United States be a part of destroying the world.
Absolutely, and there are a lot of hawks right now that want the U.S. to join Israel in striking Iran. How serious a threat of that do you think there is, and how do we? What happens if that happens, do you think, Colonel?
Well, so the question is this: Are there enough people in our country, in that national security establishment, to actually get a movement going and the full-on strike? I think what you're going to see is some feints by some people that are inside of our establishment, and they're going to try to maintain something. But you know what? All of them are now corrupted, because they don't have anything to actually go back on. They don't have a legitimate president of the United States. And so we're kind of disarmed, but that might not be the worst thing, you know, and God has this, but that might not be the worst thing, because we're kind of disarmed, because we don't actually have a leader of the United States of America right now. No one believes Joe Biden can do anything. No one believes Kamala Harris is anything other than Willie Brown's, you know, there's a great word for it, but I don't want to use it. And so where we're sitting right now is kind of on the precipice of it. But this is good, because what has been going on is our entire nation has been poisoned by the COVID vaccine. So we've had the most evil people who have ever lived setting policies which are poisoning our children, from birth, even before birth. They're giving pregnant women vaccines. So that's where we were. We're about to go into something new. I hope that, you know, I literally have very little faith in the amount of people who actually are competent in the United States government. But what I hope is, if we can reestablish some semblance of a republic, and I think we're getting this opportunity to do that, that we're going to come out of it better, because what they're doing to us right now is beyond destructive, Alex.
Well, it is. What other type of crises? You know, Hillary's talking about, you know, there's going to be these black swans with only 34 days left of the election. What are you watching? What are you looking for?
So, number one, like you've been preaching the whole time, you got to have 3 months of food. You got to have a generator. You have to have some sustainment. But more than that, you have to have your own community, because what they have planned for us and what these people will do to keep from being exposed, as I'm sorry, I'm going to use some words here, the satanic pedophiles that they are, to keep from being exposed as the satanic pedophiles that they are, they will shut down the grid. They will shut down the internet. They will do anything they can. And it's not a lot of people. It's really a handful of people, and they've corrupted to some extent people below it. But as you and me both know, there's levels to this, right? And that's the way they're playing this game. And it is absolutely destroying the United States of America right now because of the cowardice and the shit politicians that they have allowed to take positions of high power and praise who have no moral backing. And so the only thing that's behind them is fear. And when your leaders are operating off of fear, your country will be destroyed. There's no doubt about that. There's no escaping that. When your leaders are operating off of fear, then none of them are looking to anything. They can't even see the joy in their granddaughter's face. That's where we're at, Alex. And I didn't mean to. You know, you're looking for something more tactile, I'll give it to you, but I want to give you the big picture as well.
Well, I've got new video coming up at the start of the bottom of the hour here in about 8-9 minutes. Kamala Harris will not say whether people should stand for the national anthem, and you could say, oh, well, you don't have to. The point is, we're not trying to make you, you're saying should you, and obviously you should, because they want to undermine the country, they want to pull down all our symbols. I said it would happen, and it happened. First it's Robert E. Lee, then it's Thomas Jefferson, then it's George Washington. They're taking down George Washington statues around the country. They're saying the country's inherently evil. They have to replace it with their globalism. They're undermining it. Imagine having a president that says, no, you don't have to stand for the national anthem.
And that's all of it, right? Like, we either believe in things or we don't. Our lovely country, the thing that God gave us, and being grounded in what God has given us. And I think that's what's going to save us. And we're getting to watch that right now. So instead of being dejected or anything else about what's going on, I'm kind of like, okay, I'm ready. Let's do this. I want this fight. I want to be a good person who lives on the planet Earth that God gave us. And we get to have daughters and granddaughters and sons and watch them grow up and fall in love and get married and have whatever problems they have as they try to come through life. But we shouldn't destroy the planet over it. And we damn sure the most evil thing that has been done is, Alex, Chase, we have been poisoned. Our children have been poisoned by the people who were supposed to keep our children from being poisoned. That's how betrayed the United States is from within, by the most evil people. And I'm sorry if it offends anybody out there, but the most evil people that have ever lived have poisoned the entire United States military. They poisoned your children before they even had a chance to grow up so you could love them, which is the perfect gift of God. Literally looking at your child for a woman more than anything. For a woman, if you get a chance to hold your own child and play with that child, that is the purest love any woman will ever feel. And I believe that's the way God made us. And he meant for men to feel appreciated, and we need respect, and the respect of actually providing for those children. And we have went against God for the last few years, and it is coming home to roost. And frankly, for me, I'm like, let's do this. Let's get this done, right? Let's fight, and I'm going to protect my children. I hope all of you will do the same thing over the next few months, because this is coming to a head, and it's a good thing, I think. I think it's a good thing. We
absolutely. We're not getting caught. Argument. We're not getting caught with our feet flat here. Thank you, Colonel. Great points. You want to make any points before we go to the next speaker?
I think it was well said, just the way the Colonel described it. And I think I was just thinking about the fact that Kamala Harris won't say whether or not people should stand for the national anthem. How can we expect Kamala Harris to stand up for Americans if she won't stand for the national anthem? And she'd say, of course, well, I would stand for it. But this is,
she's also like
a weakness of principle.
I mean, she's a total globalist. She wants to, She's dissolved our borders. She's the biggest human trafficker with Mayorkas in history. It's just too insane. Up next.
All right. Next up, we have, let's go to Skyler. Skyler, you've been waiting patiently. Go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say if you're still there.
Alex, Chase, always a pleasure to talk to you. I think we should think about how Israel is definitely going to respond to this event. It is Rosh Hashanah. I noticed yesterday a high volume of trades in Lockheed Martin, and there was no chance that Israel is not going to respond. They shut down the entire Middle East airspace, and this is the black swan that will cause the economy to tank. As Alex likes to say, they love a wartime president, and I would like your thoughts on that.
Chase?
Well, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. You cannot have a world government without a world war. After World War I, it was the League of Nations. That didn't work entirely. So after World War II, it was the United Nations. That hasn't worked entirely. Now they're trying to escalate World War III because they know it's going to further empower globalism as a philosophy altogether. So, yes, I those are my thoughts in response.
And I go back to what General Flynn was saying here Sunday. This is existential. They're trying to bring the country down because it stands in the way of their global order. You can't have an open, free country where nobody else is. They've got to take us down.
Right. You can't have total censorship if there is X having free speech. You can't have a small leak in a great ship. It'll still sink. And you can't have national sovereignty and globalism, because as long as there is one country of meaning that has its own sovereignty, then people will see that as an example or flee to it.
That's it's light in the darkness. Yeah. Let's go back to the speaker if we go to break. Got a break. Coming up, then the War Room. I'm with Schroyer in 32 minutes from now. And then right through at 6 p.m., our live coverage pregame of the Walls Dance Debate. I'll be here with the crew covering it live. Be sure and join us.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out, and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of brain force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy By supplying me with BrainForce Ultra, I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. BrainForce Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in BrainForce Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones store. I got my Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We're going to go back to more speakers here. We got 27 minutes left, and then Owen takes over. Loaded for bear. What a powerful show, The War Room. You can find it on radio stations across the country, InfoWars.com/show, on his X account, Real Alex Jones, all of it. And look, I say this a lot because I'm going to say it again because it's true. When the listeners of this broadcast get excited and share the clips and the live feeds and the articles, it changes the world. When you share it and say, hey, this is forbidden info, this is what they don't want you to know, people are really ready to hear this now. And then you tell those that share it to tell others to share it, and that those that they tell to share it, it's like we go, hey, pass it on, and whatever the message is. And then it just causes a chain reaction. I've studied the globalists. What they fear is a populist uprising, a populist chain reaction. That's why they want me off the air. They see me, as in their own words, as patient zero in this. It's not. But I'm a big part of it. All of us are a big part of it because of this broadcast. So I don't want to just reach the regular millions of people a day. They've got all sorts of systems trying to shut us down. But recently you've gotten excited. We've had days with 40, 50 million viewers back at that. Then they suppress it and try to block it. We're still reaching tens of millions. Tonight, the debate. The pregame, during the debate, after, we'll have the most key clips, analyze it, send them out. You already know all this stuff, but other people don't. So remember, you're the conduit. You're the ambassadors of truth. You are the missionaries of liberty fighting the devils. So, please tune in tonight at Real Alex Jones at InfoWars.com/show. We don't just have X. We have our own platform, our own servers, our own systems. And then I'll say this and go back to your comments and great points on X. InfoWars may be gone in November. They're putting it up for sale. Patriots will try to buy it. If they get outbid or blocked or something happens, they're going to shut this down. They don't want money. They want to shut it down. They've said that. That's the deep state Democrats. They run the whole thing. I should get on an airplane and fly, you know, to another town. There's people that want to put me on and do all that. And that's all fine and dandy. I like our infrastructure. I love our crew. I like the research we've done. I want to save InfoWars. But if that doesn't happen, regardless, I know that I will not sell out or back down. So I need funds legally to battle all this and for other things that are going on. I'll leave it at that. Plus, we've got great products you need. So go to the AlexJonesStore.com. Some of the top t-shirt makers in the country, printed right in Arkansas, shipped out to you. Great designs. A lot of them are my designs, but made better by their designers. There's a fundraiser shirt, the classic InfoWars red on navy blue that was always a bestseller that isn't even available at InfoWars anymore, that has a new URL you'll be hearing about in the future, realalexjones.com on the back. That is more than the other shirts because that's the fundraiser. If you really want to support, get that. But all the shirts, it goes to part of it to fund InfoWars and some of it to, for me, the only way I've got to fund things, and I need your support. I need you to make the decision of, hey, I like InfoWars. It's important. I want to keep it on air. Everything I do is impossible without you. You are just as important as I am, or more so collectively, when you decide to support. So I'm asking you, respectfully, all of you, the people that listen but never support, you spread the word. Great. I appreciate that. That's great. You pray for the show. Do that. That's even more important. But go to thealexjonesstore.com. Go there and get the great T-shirts and ball caps and limited edition stuff. Get the shirt I'm wearing right now, the, you know, one-of-a-kind, limited edition, because, you know, we had this earlier at InfoWars for years. I just designed it once, real simple, and didn't think it'd be a bestseller. This is our bestseller over the years. Not available here anymore because all the stuff that's going on. Well, it's available with the added realalexjones.com on the back that just redirects to alexjonesstore.com right now. But obviously, if stuff goes on, that's one of the places where you'll be able to find the show is at realalexjones.com and some other things I'm not going to talk about yet. But there's backup. There's other things. I don't want the enemy to know everything, but it's like I got a really badass fighter jet and it's got weapons loaded on it, but it needs fuel. Okay. And so we're not there yet. Like the Death Star is built and we need to charge its nuclear fuel cells. And there's other things. I'll sleep with that. I need capital to prosecute this war. There's not a better place to invest your capital. Plus, you get a great shirt or a ball cap. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Go there now. I'm asking you to take action separately. My dad's company, he came up 14 years ago with the supplements. He's a doctor and did chemist stuff and gotten, you know, all sorts of things he's done. I knew that it's really a rough game getting into that. I wanted the best products. I wanted everything triple tests. I knew the FDA would try to mess with us. So I got him to quasi-retire from his medical practice and to come in and do that. He, 3 years ago, thought they'd try to shut us down. He went without even asking me. I learned from the crew, hey, your dad's got a warehouse in North Austin and come up with all these new supplements and stuff. Well, sure enough, 2 years ago, the Democrats sued him, claimed it was really my company, harassed him. Everything he said was true. It was his own company. He came up with over 40 products. You notice you go there right now, there's about 10 still available. That's because he's so out of money. He saved whatever he's got to reorder the stuff in limited supply and order 4 new products that come in the next, keep saying the next few weeks, it's behind, but it's almost done. Super game-changing stuff at DrJonesNaturals.com. But whatever you see left there is also great products. Get those to fund the operation, DrJonesNaturals.com. So that's the two coordinates, DrJonesNaturals.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com, and InfoWarsStore.com has got the X2, the X3, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off. It's all there. You'll get it. We're not going to shut down until mid-November, even if bad guys get us. I'd say about November 20th, the date they'll be able to shut us down. The auction's the 13th. I don't see them closing and doing it within a week, but we're on death watch of InfoWars. So I've got the emergency escape pod ready and other things going on, and I can get from the pod to the next attack ship. I'll leave it at that, but it's got to get fueled and ready. So, I mean, I'm leaving. We're not playing around here. So, but they got me maxed out with the attacks. So I need you to come in at the last moment and save us when we're completing this maneuver. Okay. So I'm in your hands. This is game changing stuff. The enemy credits us with devastating. Well, that's you supporting us. You get the credit. It's not about credit. I'm saying this is big boy stuff. This is game time. This is adult stuff. This is historical stuff. So go now to thealexjonesstore.com, drjonesnaturals.com, and infowarsstore.com. And I humbly thank you and respectfully ask you to take action. Here's a little 1 minute promo Chase put out about it. We'll go right back to your comments.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve.
symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this t-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out, and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser t-shirt now. Get yours now.
What it comes down to, folks, it's your chance to be part of history. People that sit on the sidelines get run over. I'm just telling you. I mean, so much of my success has just been research and the willingness to fight and show up. So much in sports or business or life or relationships is showing up, people. Showing up. I love John Bowne. He's been here 15 years, and he's had family he had to take care of about 8 years ago. And so he works two jobs, this job and another job, and takes care of a ill family member. So he works from home when he's not working at night at his other job. Just a great guy. You see his reports. You hear his voice all the time. But I know him personally, a great guy. I want to get his take on these wars, but also his take on the attempted takedown of InfoWars and Media Matters saying they want to buy it and shut it down. That's George Soros. So I'm kind of guessing what Bowne's going to call in about. We also are going to play one of his reports before this hour ends. So it's great to have John Bowne here. And if bad guys buy it, and we'll still have a few days at least. I want to have 24-hour broadcast, bring in all the old hosts, all the old crew, celebrate what we went through, that we never gave up, and then tell people, hey, we need support because this is the making the move. Because it's just crazy. As long as we don't think we're being defeated, we're not. As long as it doesn't demoralize us, it doesn't. But I'm going to fight for this place because the infrastructure is here, the archives, the crew. It's so key. John Bowne, good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Alex. Yeah, I wanted to talk about this Gateway Pundit breakdown of the Semaphore article, Alex Jones, enemies want to buy InfoWars at auction and bastardize it with leftists.
See, so I know you so well, I guess what you'd call in about. So here's the headline.
Minds, Alex. It's like The Shining. You and I, you know.
So yeah, Media Matters positions itself to acquire InfoWars. Go ahead.
Well, so the report is stating that, according to Semaphore, this report is stating that Angelo Carusone, I'm not sure if I'm saying the name right, president of Media Matters is saying they're diligently considering this acquisition. But then he goes on to fantasize, saying that, he's equally interested in what InfoWars hasn't published and wondered if the archives could contain some interesting revelations, as if we have some kind of KKK hate rally, crazy psychotic conspiracy theory reports inside of our archives, when you and I know, and everybody there that works there knows that, you know, we're working, by the skin of our teeth. And we're just getting things out, and then we're getting the next thing out. So that archive that they're talking about is online. Everybody's seen it. And on top of that, the archive that existed, the biggest archive, the one that showed you the growth, the birth, the childhood, the adulthood of InfoWars was on YouTube. And it's gone. They took all that down. And so my next question to you, Alex, is if these people get a hold of InfoWars, they plunk down a bunch of money, they work a way to get.
And they're all Democrats, so they would buy it and then give it back to the Democratic Party that runs the plaintiffs, and then just reinvest it back in the Democratic Party. I mean, that's all it is. It take money out of one pocket, put it in the other.
Yeah. You think they just sell it, or do you think they actually continue to use InfoWars as a media?
Oh, no, they
outlet.
Say they want the name so they can be a fact checking group. And there's a bunch of other groups. But again, it's all just a sick joke. They want to mount our head on the wall and have some celebration. Yeah. Like they thought indicting Trump and all this crap, maybe people hate him. It's going to have the opposite effect. But, you know, there's a good chance we have people that are coming in. They're going to try to outbid these people. But regardless, that's why we've got to get support for the sponsors that regardless are setting up whole new things and need the money to do it. Does that make sense? I'm not waiting around to sit there. And then if we do survive, then whatever new is set up is just augmented and rolled in. Does that make sense?
Totally makes sense, and I actually believe that we've already won, because if you look at the world view, if you look at the big picture, the people that we're fighting come from an analog era.
They come from the encyclopedia. They come from newspapers and magazines. They didn't notice that the internet took all that over, you know, at least in the past two decades. And it's not turning back unless they completely shut it down with the internet kill switch. There's no turning back. So it's people like yourself that are leading the way into this new digital age. And the world is not going to continue operating without people like yourself.
Well let's expand on that. I love how they thought I was a problem. And now Elon Musk sounds just like me, but even smarter in many ways. And now Tucker Carlson's completely awake and says I woke him up publicly. And Rogan's getting hardcore behind the scenes. He's just like me. He's almost there publicly. I mean, they've got a big problem when they want to kill Spartacus and then they turn around and there's 50,000 more. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I'm Spartacus. Yeah, absolutely. The interesting thing about these floods, something that I don't think anyone's noticed yet, is that the Biltmore estate was flooded. And the Biltmore estate, if we go back to the Pizzagate era, and you remember those pictures of the kids in the swimming pool hanging from their wrist, that's the swimming pool in the Biltmore estate. And so there is a spiritual side to this whole thing that's happening, that's quietly happening. You know, you can take the blinders off and look at the spiritual side. And, you know, there's a lot happening in the South that we're not privy to. There was a satanic panic in that area of Asheville, North Carolina. And there's a lot of legends that go on with that. Now, as far as any of that being true, that's why we need to stay on the air, because and we need more money so that we can send a crew out and get down to the bottom of these things.
That's right. I want to go back to the days where we were robust. Absolutely. John, keep fighting as hard as you can. And please do some review videos of the history of InfoWars so people know what we're up against and they know what's happening. And tell people to go to thealexjonesstore.com because I need all the crew to push people there. This is absolutely critical, and I want listeners to not count on somebody else. Be the person that stands in the gap, the critical moment for America and the world and our enemies that want to celebrate and shut this transmission down. Speaking of child trafficking, you've done a new report about it. We're about to play in a moment. Tell us what's in the report before we play it.
Well, I spoke to the documentary filmmakers of thisistreason.com, and they went to the border, and they put together this pretty good documentary about what's actually happening. And the greater field view of what's happening with child trafficking is that it's not just children that are being brought over, because we put this out of our mind, but it's right there in front of us. It's not just children being brought over to work at 3 o'clock in the morning in a slaughterhouse, you know, in Indiana. They have an entire appetite for children, for babies, for sex with children. And they went after us about it before because we opened it. We got it wide open, and we need to continue to open that wound because they think they've shut it down, but there's no closing it.
Oh, I agree. I mean, listen, America's awake to this, and the Satanism's out in the open now, and the P. Diddy being CIA and P. Pedo, yeah. Pedo Diddy, all of this is coming out, and that's why they're sexualizing children publicly, trying to normalize it before it all comes out, John.
Absolutely. And so we need to not fall asleep on that. These are our children, and we need to get as mad as hell and get this done, get this over with, get this behind us. I just can't believe we live in a society and a culture that allows this to go on.
Well, it's because the average person's not evil like that and just can't imagine it's going on. Just like when people learn their neighbor's a psycho and 10 kids are buried in the basement that they raped and killed. I mean, it's like, what? Is that? Yeah, there's evil, folks. John Bound, I've known you, 15, 16 years, brother, and I just, you know, update your videos, your new ones, point out what's happening. I'm asking all the crew, all the producers to put out stuff about the history of InfoWars, kind of chronicle it. And let people know to remind them of why it's so important right now, because now's the time to do that. Thank you so much, John Bound.
Thank you, Alex.
Here's his report, speaking of that, right now.
We just unraveled a cartel in our county, dismantling that cartel. The people in that cartel that we arrested openly admitted that within the last 3 years, it's easier now to move human beings, drugs, guns, fentanyl most specifically, across the border, and that it's easier now than in the history of their cartel.
That's what makes me mad, is that these people with power seem to get away with it.
The Epstein scandal has focused the spotlight on alternate pieces of the international sex trafficking industry due to a tidal wave of whistleblowers and victims coming forward.
Very compelling testimony this morning from Jeffrey Epstein's pilot, Larry Vysotsky. He went into great detail about how Epstein and Maxwell used his planes to fly all across the country and indeed the world.
We were getting more of a narrative of exactly how this operation ran, this sex trafficking operation.
As the parallels to Epstein are unavoidable in the twisted saga of Canadian fashion mogul Peter Nygaard.
The American FBI is now investigating what happened behind the front gates of Peter Nygaard's estate here in the Bahamas. Were there multiple acts of rape, as alleged? Was there an underage sex trafficking ring? For now, this is as far as we can get, at least on foot.
For decades in Winnipeg, Peter Nygaard was untouchable.
10 women have launched a class action lawsuit against Canadian clothing manufacturer Peter Nygaard.
Under investigation for rape.
Number of women claim they were victims of what they call a sex trafficking ring.
For decades, Nygaard has seemed unusually well insulated against such allegations. But now, 125 women have joined that American civil suit.
He's been indicted in the Southern District of New York on multiple charges of sex trafficking minors and racketeering.
Slowly but surely, the elite's industrialized, perverse, acquired tastes feeding on children and teenagers will reach a turning point as their straw house, built on a system of blackmail in exchange for power, begins to burn like wildfire.
I want you to tell them the story about how I adopted you. But you still have beautiful parents that, but you're my child also. But please tell the story.
So, on the streets.
It is what you think it is.
Sarah Copen agreed to sit down with us and discuss the darkest and sickest crimes the organization sees.
They see these children as a market, as a commodity. Yes.
Who buys children and infants for sex?
I've seen old to young. It doesn't matter what your ethnicity is. It doesn't matter what your color is. It doesn't matter what your belief is.
In 2017, 60 people were arrested, 4 children found in an FBI-led sting that uncovered a child sex trafficking ring here in Georgia. Among the victims, a 3-month-old infant and her 5-year-old sister. Their going price? $600.
You know they eat babies. That is not bullshit. It's true.
So it's not just the dogs and the cats, not just the pets.
It's not just the dogs and the cats. They're full on vampires. And everybody still thinks I'm crazy, but I'm not crazy. They're full on vampires. They love the taste of human flesh and they drink human blood. So many kids that I was in mental institutions with over the years, they are all from those cults. And they've covered it all up. They cover it all up.
And the children claim that they were flown into the mountains where they were involved with adults in robes, black robes, chanting candles. They talked about the brown babies who were cut up, actually sacrificed. And in checking into this and researching this, of course, this was obviously a satanic ceremony.
The multi-billion dollar child trafficking network operating between the cartels and the U.S. government is no longer an open secret. It is a known criminal enterprise, recently exposed in the must-see documentary, This Is Treason, at thisistreason.com. Share this documentary to free the millions of children praying for help right now. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
And that's what we do. I have my great crew just promote everybody telling the truth, promote all the other shows, promote the other films, promote the other books, promote the good people in government, promote the good people in the private life. We are fighting hard. And Owen Schroyer is coming up in 5 minutes with the War Room for 3 hours. And then live coverage for 2 hours before, during, and after, late into the night, of the Vance Walls vice presidential debate on the live feeds at Real Alex Jones on X. And in case that feed goes down, Infowars.com/show. And behind the scenes, other things have been set up and servers and streams and other stuff as well. If the Infowars goes away, and that takes money to win a war. And I have another fundraiser shirt at the AlexJonesStore.com. And that is because General Flynn came in here Sunday wearing Alex Jones for President shirt. And I thought, well, Trump's running. That was, you know, more of just a novelty shirt. Trump's running 2024. You're going to win. But why not just as another fun shirt, a limited edition, Alex Jones for President 2028. It's a limited edition shirt. It's a fundraiser shirt. It is what will keep us on the air one way or another at TheAlexJonesStore.com. So again, get that. Get the InfoWars red on navy blue shirt. That is a fundraiser. But all of them are fundraisers. Thank you, TheAlexJonesStore.com, DrJonesNaturals.com, InfoWarsStore.com, the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 40% off. The X2, the X3 could be your last chance to get all that. The InfoWars MD gummies and 1,000 milligram t-shirts, all there. And look, I'm just trying to fundraise here. We're in a fundraiser. We don't get taxpayer money like NPR. We're just funded by you. I respectfully thank you for tuning in. Thank the crew. Thank Chase. Thank everybody. Great to hear from John Bowne. The great Owen Schroyer, former political prisoner, coming up in live coverage of the debate tonight. But get the shirt now at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.